Please take the time to visit podsurvey.com/peasants to complete a short 21-question survey. Participants in the survey will be entered into a chance to win a $100 Amazon gift card. The survey can be taken multiple times, so feel free to visit back each month for your chance to enter the drawing. Please help support the show by using our Amazon links located in the description anytime you purchase anything from Amazon. It's a great way to support the show while just going about your normal business shopping on Amazon.com. Also, check out our storefront for Drunken Peasants recommended merchandise. Patreon pledges of $5 or more will now receive 2 private shows each month. In addition to the private shows, Patreon pledges of $10 or more will receive the Drunken Peasants post show after each episode of the Drunken Peasants, Ben and Billy's monthly shitty movie review, and regular behind-the-scenes vlogs with Ben and Billy. Sign up anytime to catch the future shows as well as past content. If you want to catch the post shows but you're not a patron, click the join link below this video to become a member of the Drunken Peasants channel. In addition to each post show, you'll also get special badges and emojis that you can use in the Drunken Peasants live chat. Streamlabs will be open for the duration of each episode. Click the link below to send us a message. Donations $20 and above will be read out through text-to-speech and will require our immediate attention. All donations below $20 will be read at the end of each segment. Keep an eye out for our weekly Streamlabs goal, which if we meet, we will do an extra show the following week. If you find any content you'd like to see us cover on the show, send it to drunkenpeasantsinbox@gmail.com. All submissions will be reviewed for possible usage in a future episode. Click the Discord link in our description to join the Drunken Peasants Discord. Interact with other Drunken Peasants fans in text and voice chat, as well as the peasants themselves. Visit the Google Play Store and download the Drunken Peasants app to catch the audio version of the show while you're on the road. In addition to the app, the audio-only version of the show is also available through iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, SoundCloud, and other audio platforms. That's all we have for now. Enjoy the show.
Drunken Peasants Podcast, episode 559. Joining us today, we have Justin Wang and Brad
Jones.
Hey,
what's going on?
Hey.
Hey, how you doing?
Everyone's really excited. They said that this is possibly the best guest crossover we've ever had.
I've heard the words boner-inducing being thrown around.
Stand aside, Avengers Endgame.
We'll have your own fucking boners in attention right now.
Oh, 24/7.
So, Justin, I watched some of your recent videos about E-Bombs World versus You're the Man Now, dog. I feel like it's a biased perspective on the side of You're the Man Now, dog.
I mean, it probably is, but how could you not be biased against E-Bombs World?
It's true. It's true. I don't know anyone that was pro E-Bomb.
Yeah, like it's the original fucking cancer site of the internet.
I always thought it was
before the
BuzzFeeds
and whatnots of the world.
Yeah.
I haven't heard that website name in a long time.
Yeah.
They're still around.
Are they really?
Yeah. You go there, it's like literally BuzzFeed but blue, pretty much.
That was always my complaint about BuzzFeed, though. It really needs to be more blue.
Yeah.
Yeah, Justin does like a Tales from the Internet series where he kind of revisits various tales from internet lore over the years. It's pretty interesting.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
If you want to check in on Brian Peppers,
oh, man.
That's the place to be.
Yeah.
A lot of cities stuff.
Yeah, like I had someone hit me up too about the Brian Peppers video that apparently they. According to this person, they're the one that found him originally, and it happened on a thread on the G4 TV forums where it was like people were just going on the sex offender registry, finding the weirdest offenders they could find, and then this person comes across Brian Peppers, and they're like, there's no way this is fucking real, but it's a guy.
I mean, that very well could be it. I grew up in the same county that Brian Peppers lived in, and probably around, I would say, 2004, 2005, it was getting passed around locally through people I knew there.
Do they still have sex offender registries open to the public?
Probably.
Oh, yeah.
We should do game where we, like, assemble a team of Avengers out of, like, sexual predators in our neighborhood and see who can draft the best team out of our, like, neighborhood.
That is my favorite idea ever.
I mean, I definitely have like some formidable looking sex offenders in my neighborhood, so I think I might win this.
Oh, it's great going to those because everyone will always have the reaction of, "Oh, I went to high school with that guy."
Oh God,
yeah. It happens every now and then.
Then you find like an actual friend that you didn't know was like that, and you got to go kill him because Highlander rules are in effect. Is that how it works? I'm not sure how that works.
I knew a guy that was on one of those websites. He was in a band and he met a girl that said she was 19.
Of course he was in a band.
And she ended up being like 15 or something.
Or something.
Yeah, something like that. So,
fucked up, man. In a few months.
Yeah. Yep. So
that's why if you're in a band, you should never have sex.
Good advice.
I'm full of jewels.
Most of the time on tour, that's kind of like what it is. Sitting around not having sex.
You're doing it wrong, Wang.
I did 10 years of guitar for nothing.
Yeah, I only go on tour to bang girls that I wouldn't bang from my hometown, you know? The Goon Dogs, the Slug Trail Squad,
the Ring Rats.
Yeah, the grossest.
Slug Trail Squad.
Yeah, the nastiest girls. I'm like, fuck it, we're in Topeka. Let's bang something stupid.
So, not only does Boogie now have a mouthful of beautiful, perfect teeth,
yeah,
but he was also invited to go stay with DDP.
Yeah. Oh, he told me that a while ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
It's been in the cards for a while.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go visit him there. He won't know. I'm
at the accountability crib.
Yeah, I'm gonna sneak up on him. I'm gonna do some Tom Clancy shit.
His teeth look great. They look better than mine do when I put my teeth through like the face app filter.
Yeah.
Well, they better look good. Actually, they're brand new.
Yeah. Yeah.
Seeing that made me want to fix my like front teeth. I have my dentist every time I go. Like one of my front teeth is fake or like mostly fake. Because I was in second grade, and I was imitating some fucking move from Street Fighter, and my tooth, I basically curve-stomped my fucking mouth on a desk, and the tooth, like, broke in half, like, from the bottom. Yeah. But I only have one of them done, so they're completely fucking mismatched. One of them's a veneer, and one of them's fake. Hmm. Yeah. One of them's a veneer, and one of them's real.
I got kicked in
my
face.
So if you pay attention, it looks stupid.
I got kicked in my face during a wrestling match and the bottom half of my tooth broke off, but it wasn't like enough for the tooth to fall out. So I just got like a little homie there hanging on. Probably should go get it fixed. I don't know. Now that I see Boogie, I don't know whether I want to get all my loose skin cut off or a new set of teeth. It's really hard out here for a fat person.
That is hard when you lose a lot of weight.
Yeah.
Like that. It is. I feel for you.
That happened. Yeah. When I lost a bunch of weight, I still got a little like kind of dangly, down there a little bit.
I can lift my nipple up above my eyes.
I feel like we're a few months away from. Do you remember? Did you guys watch EC? Well, Billy, you definitely watched
EC. Oh, yeah. I did too.
Yeah. Do you remember there was this weird period of time when all of a sudden the Blue Meanie just got jacked out of nowhere?
He did?
Or like. Well, He was like jacked for like maybe like 3 months.
Was he jacked or was he fit? Like I don't know if he was jacked. I know he lost all his weight.
He got really really muscular and lost a lot of weight.
Yeah.
Was that so? Though that was during the original ECW years when that happened. Huh. Yeah, I don't remember.
I remember
that.
Him losing all the weight and then he wasn't getting booked as much. They wanted that. They wanted him to be a fat shit.
Oh.
Yeah.
I just remember JBL stomping the shit out of him.
I just remember him banging that porn star.
I don't remember that.
Jasmine
That was when they brought her into the mix. When all of a sudden he came back, he had that little heel run where he was in good shape. He has the porn star girlfriend.
Yeah. I like it.
Yeah. I love the old ECW. Sabu was probably one of my favorite wrestlers ever. So, I need to announce to everyone that we are simulcasting. We are on YouTube right now, but we're also trying out the D-Live thing for the first time ever. If you guys want to check it out, there's a link in the description. You know, you can. No one's stopping you from watching both. And if you follow us, you'll help us get partnered and everything. By the way, if you're sending in Streamlabs or anything like that, we'll read them at the end of each segment.
Unless they're $20 or above, then yeah, they then interrupt us and we can't help it.
Yep. Yeah, so since we have Brad here, I downloaded some newer movie trailers. I thought maybe we could get his real-time opinion on it. And, you know, Billy loves everything that Hollywood spews out.
It's not true.
Yes, it is.
No, I didn't like Shazam.
You liked Blockers with John Cena.
Great movie.
How many times did you see it in the theater?
Four.
Four times.
Perfect film.
Hey, I liked Blockers.
Thank you. Thank you. Ben has an irrational hatred for John Cena.
You're not a big fan of the Marine?
No. No. It's really bad when you think The Miz was better in the Marine than John Cena.
The Miz made it his he made it his series. The Miz took over the Marine.
Didn't the Marine 2 all the way.
Damn, John Cena got movie cut.
Since Walking Tall 2.
He did. Hey, you know what? John Cena movie cucked Dolph Ziggler, because in that movie, that Amy Schumer movie, which I mean,
I think it was called Fat Girl or something.
Whatever
or
Stinky it was, Girl or whatever, something. Whatever it was called.
Yeah.
Like Amy Schumer banged Dolph Ziggler in real life, but in the movie, she hired John Cena to play the character rather than Dolph Ziggler. So there you go.
I think she wrote it for Dolph, and then WWE said, "Let's give you John."
Movie.
You worked on it?
Yeah, there was some scene at a venue. I forgot what fucking venue it actually was, but they were at a show, and I was just in the crowd.
Nice.
That's pretty cool.
Thing is, though, Dolph Ziggler, like, he banged her when she was still, like, pretty good looking.
He also banged Trisha Paytas, too. So he
also banged Sunny in her thicker days.
Trisha Paytas made a video all butthurt about it, about getting ghosted by him. It's still out there. So,
damn.
Yeah.
Dolph likes him juicy.
She's rough. I just learned she's younger than 50.
I am missing some juicy drama.
Yes. Yes, absolutely.
I just want to see the love story movie of Amy Schumer and Dolph Lundgren. That's the movie I wish.
Yeah.
Here's the trailer to the new Lion King, the like fully CGI Lion King.
I've not seen this yet.
Really?
Oh. Yeah, I haven't watched it either. I just saw screenshots and shit.
Life's not fair.
It's not fair.
Is it, my little friend? While some are born,
come here, my little friend.
Others spend their lives in the dark.
Live action, my ass.
Yeah, yeah. There's nothing live action about it. It's all animated.
Begging for scraps.
Begging for scraps.
Are they gonna sing?
Everything you see exists together in a delicate balance. While others search for what they can take, a true king searches for what he can give.
I'm pretty sure they did this entire movie. So they get James Earl Jones in the studio booth. Simba.
Yeah, yeah.
Just so he could be in the next Star Wars without outing him, because Disney owns everything. They just did this entire movie as a cover to bring Darth Vader back. I'm sure that's why. 100%.
I don't know. I don't know if it's 100%, but it's a good theory.
Just make an entire movie just to swerve people.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure they did that. Darth Vader will be in the next movie, and nobody will know because they thought he was in there recording his Mufasa lines. But really, he's like, Luke, you're not dead, and I'm not your father.
Rian Johnson just fucked wanted to go on vacation to the desert.
I love the desert. This movie is going to do big money, right? Like, out the gate.
Oh, yeah.
There's no way it doesn't get billions. $2 billion. $2 billion.
Mm-hmm.
Calling it now. All in America. The rest of the world won't watch it.
And never return.
I'm elsewhere.
Take your place.
I mean, one thing about your theory is, like, Mufasa dies really early on in the movie.
Yeah.
So,
dude, spoiler. It hasn't come out yet, man.
Yeah. No one knows what happens. They're going to do this with all of them. There will be a Snow White eventually. There will be a Pocahontas live action.
They're already doing the Little Mermaid. It's scheduled in. They have the...
Yeah. Hunchback. They're doing Hunchback.
Can they do Hunchback now that the castle died or cathedral or
the
whatever?
Castle.
What's it called? Castle?
The castle died.
Yeah, the princess is in another castle now.
Yeah, yeah. Notre Dame Cathedral.
Well, they were probably just going to CGI that anyway.
Yeah, true.
Maybe that's why it burned down.
Oh, well, I got my theories about that.
Yeah.
The circle of
life.
Life's too hot.
See, I haven't watched any of these. Was the Beauty and the Beast one a musical?
Or yeah.
It was?
Yeah.
So this one will be too then.
It better be.
Yeah, it will.
Oh, yeah.
I'm waiting for the Black Cauldron.
Seth Rogen and Billy Eichner. Those are the voices of Timon and Pumbaa. It makes sense for some stupid reason. I'm mad at it, but I understand completely why those two are doing it. I don't even know why.
Every Seth Rogen character is essentially Pumbaa, but he smokes weed.
Yeah, so. High Pumbaa.
He will definitely be smoking weed in this version.
Yeah, all the bugs he eats are going to be psychedelic.
Yeah. They moved the pink elephant scene from Dumbo over to this remake.
Was that in the Dumbo remake? The pink elephant scene?
Yeah, I didn't see that.
Because I'll go watch the Dumbo remake.
If teaser that's... trailer for Never Open the Door. Never Open the Door.
Never Open the Door. I guess I'll check it out in a minute. The next one is for a film called Anna or Anna. I don't know.
Anna?
Yeah.
Oh, the like Luc Besson movie?
Yeah.
Rated R.
This is just the live action remake of Mulan.
It's in Paris.
Going on here. Exactly. They took some liberties, way more liberties than the Lion King remake does.
What was the nature of your relationship with Oleg Filenkov? You entered his hotel at 1:37.
Oh, yeah. This is the live action remake of Atomic Blonde.
Yeah. Yeah, it reminds me of it a lot so far.
That's getting a sequel, right? Suspicious. Or am I wrong about that?
Like what?
I don't know what that is.
This is...
Yes, old.
The Professional.
Atomic
Lucy, that was the one with like the chick who can use her whole brain, right?
Lucy? Yeah.
Yeah.
She becomes like a flash drive in it.
Can't you look at the hotel security cameras?
Tapes were erased. Looks like we're dealing with pros.
Better fight choreography than The Last Jedi, though, right?
No, Last Jedi was delicious.
Yeah, he's gotten us so much hate collectively. Whatever he says gets applied to me, too. He's getting so much hate for defending that movie.
That's what you get for not having a strong enough opinion, Ben.
I said I didn't really like it, but no, I'm not going to spurg out about it.
You're
like
on the fence.
Yeah.
You have to be extreme either way.
Yeah. Your opinion doesn't count unless you make a half-hour-long YouTube video about it.
Yep.
Half hour? Oh, that's the short version. Is there... 2.5 hours.
Well, I think Marauder's doing a 2-hour response to Captain Marvel.
Who, me? Do you mean Mahler?
The Mahler, oh yeah. God. Sorry, Mahler. Fuck Mahler. Derp. I'm high.
It just turns into 90 minutes. It's just a backstory on Blockbuster Video.
There's no way the fight scenes in this are going to be as good as the Atomic Blonde's fight scenes, right? Like...
She's using plates. That has to score some kind of points, right?
Well, there's plates aren't in the kitchen though.
That's pretty cool.
Oh yeah, she cut. Yes. Okay. I'm into it.
The guy's using a cookie pan.
ECW.
Yeah. It's a barroom brawl.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's June.
Your next target is in Paris. There'll be no backup.
On Sparrow.
Any questions?
Well, I saw in the chat, which Jane one? Wick.
Jane Wick.
Literally. That fucking works.
I'm getting, like, Mila Jovovich vibes for right now. I think it's the hair.
Do we know this actress?
No, I don't know who she is.
Yeah.
When I first saw the trailer for this, I thought at first I thought he was just remaking his own La Femme Nikita.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's even got the hairstyle.
Yeah.
Is this a loose sequel to The Professional?
I mean, it is. They said it was the same director, right?
Yeah. Luc Besson.
Now, if it was a sequel, though, because they said from the maker of, they probably would have said it was a sequel.
Unless they're trying to do that split thing. That
are you saying she's trying to be Natalie Portman's character?
All grown up. All grown up.
What do you want most in the world?
I want Leon back.
We'll never make it out of here.
Hi.
What's your name?
Little Anal Anna.
Jesus Christ. Okay, here's one that, that looks okay, by the way. I think, I don't know.
It looks like every other movie that has a girl kicking ass and shooting
spy
people.
Spy movie with a blonde woman?
Yeah, they're dime a dozen now, right? What's going to set it off from Atomic Blonde? I hope it is. I hope it's that Besson fucking tint of badass that makes it, like, I don't know, not a total cash grab, but...
If it's way easier to follow than Atomic Blonde was, I'm down.
So Pokemon Detective Pikachu.
Yeah. Shit's about to do $3 billion domestically.
This is, Billy is one of the few people I know that still plays Pokemon Go.
You don't know a lot of people.
Oh, damn.
He claims it's more popular now, but I've heard other people
it's at its height.
I heard your one friend argue with you for a while about how maybe more people play more, like the people who still play more, but there's less overall.
Since after the initial beginning where everybody played, it's at its height right now, okay? It's not as big as when everybody played.
I bet you're going to be there on opening night.
I've definitely been hearing about more people playing it than like a few months ago or like a year ago.
I just like to go out for walks.
I remember a few years ago I went to New York and in Times Square they had like a giant billboard there for it.
Yeah.
People just keep getting hit by cars all over Times Square.
Yeah, staring at their phones. Yeah. I don't know who most of these are.
That's Apom.
I will not be seeing this.
You won't?
I have no interest whatsoever.
Look at Eevee, though.
If I ever did this, Godzilla movie looks awesome.
Yo, how did they make an Eevee not cute?
Yeah, it does look kind of scary.
That thing looks horrific.
Are you serious?
Yeah, it does look pretty ugly.
I think it's beautiful.
It's the new Gizmo.
Look at sexy-ass Charizard. Tell me you wouldn't fuck that, Ben? You wouldn't fuck that Charizard?
No.
Huh.
I mean, how would I do that without burning myself
That's
anyway?
That's part of the fun.
Oh, okay.
Let that tail slap your nipples?
Yeah, I'm using protection.
How tall is a Charizard supposed to be? Like 7 foot, maybe?
About that, I think.
Yeah.
I could mount that.
A Charizard could definitely just like go home with some random chick from a bar, easy.
Yeah. He could pull.
Oh, the 3 o'clock bars? Oh, yeah.
Charizard definitely. Pulls.
Yeah, Charizard taught Roosh V everything he knows, actually.
Damn it. Yeah. I don't want to fuck Charizard anymore.
He's the one that told him about the female butt obsession.
Yeah. Did you ever see the video where he teaches you how to approach women at a bar and he went and bought like little action figures to like map out everything? It's so funny.
Oh my god, no, that sounds amazing.
Yeah, it's great.
I thought you were about to say he brought action figures to the bar with him as some kind of like a gimmick.
I would love that.
I wish that were the case.
Watch this. I'm going to reenact the rest of my night.
So let me get this right. We're forced to listen to this spa music, so your head doesn't...
Okay, it is out of place. I'm sorry. What? It is.
You don't like Deadpool?
I fuck with that, though.
Yeah.
I fuck with Talking Pikachu.
Ryan Reynolds is Talking Pikachu?
Yeah.
I would have preferred Danny DeVito, but I can deal with. I deal with Ryan Reynolds.
Isn't Pikachu's voice like Pika, Pika? Like
yeah,
that?
But Detective Pikachu is different.
This is like a grizzled professional Pikachu.
Okay.
Yeah. This is
Pikachu with a job.
This isn't the Pikachu
who's seen some shit.
This isn't Ash's Pikachu. This is not him. This is a different Pikachu that happens to
Pikachu killed Ash and took over, right? He's like, you're not going to put me back in that ball.
I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
It's kind of like how Team Rocket's Meowth has his own, like, it's like, yeah, I'm talking like this. I'm Meowth. But no other Meowths talk. It's just he's like that. Yeah.
So it's like, this is a Pokemon movie probably geared towards people who are now adults that grew up with Pokemon.
And
is that
kids.
Fair to
yeah,
say?
Yeah, definitely.
It's geared towards
and
everybody.
Who are huge Deadpool fans.
Yeah. I mean, like, what is this rated? Is it PG or PG-13?
Probably PG.
PG.
Okay.
Should be R.
So there's no, like, swearing or anything in it?
No, there's no swearing.
Huh.
Why would they swear? They
kill us all. Sonic!
I mean, if you're going to have Deadpool as Pikachu, might as well just go all the way with it, I say.
It's not Deadpool, it's Ryan Reynolds.
Squirtle!
It's Van Wilder as Pikachu.
Whoa.
The saddest Pokemon ever.
And they felt the need to use Whitney Houston. Too soon, Pokemon. Too soon.
In my head, I saw that differently.
Pokemon Detective Pikachu. Only in theaters May 10th. Rated
Just slide Mewtwo in there like we don't give a fuck.
Oh, look. Does it come with a special Pokemon card?
Yeah.
Is that it? Or
it
what?
Better come with bubblegum.
Where's my bubblegum Pokemon company?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I used to collect baseball cards when I was a kid, and that gum, you could, like, break a tooth on that gum.
Yes, the card-shaped gum.
Yeah.
They'd
always have packs from, like, the 1980s at the card store, and they'd have gum in them, and I'd buy one and dare my friends to eat the gum.
It could get sharp.
I did that once.
Yeah.
I did that once for, like, it was, like, a 30-year-old stick of, like, card gum, and
so
it just
rough.
Instantly just, like, liquefied right in my mouth.
Oh, man.
To play Pinocchio.
40-year-old Italian dude to play Pinocchio.
Yeah, that's from Roberto Benigni, who played Pinocchio in the fucking 2003. They're actually doing a new Pinocchio, and Roberto Benigni is playing Geppetto, I believe. So it's like a callback.
Really?
Yeah, but Roberto Benigni played Pinocchio. It's one of the worst fucking movies of all time. He's playing a fucking
That wood boy. Great. They like made him like only 3 feet tall.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Geppetto is the original incel.
Yeah. Oh my God!
Damn it!
That is so true.
Mm-hmm.
And he has the word.
He's like old man, got no butt. So like, it's just like no kid. He's like, I guess I'll have a little boy.
I'll make my own
and
little boy.
I mean, listen to that, and then remind yourself he has the word pedo in his name too.
Yes.
There you go.
But it's G pedo. It's the good pedo.
Okay. Yeah, I'm a OG.
I'm the good pedo. G pedo.
Oh my
God. G stands
for
good.
Dude, that's getting clipped right there.
Well, no, because he made his own wood boy.
Okay, I'm moving on. I'm moving on before this goes any further. So here's Endgame, the culmination of how many years worth of Marvel movies, right? Endgame.
11 years, yeah. 11 different like character films, 22 or 23 actual films. With all the sequels and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Not one of these movies didn't make money. Not one of these movies didn't debut number one. That's kind of amazing.
And AMC is doing like a marathon, like a 2-day marathon of like all of them.
Yeah.
Like you go to an AMC theater, you'll be there for 50 hours and probably die.
That room's going to stink. I want to do it so bad, but I can't justify spending 2 days of my life in a theater.
I mean,
and plus, like, I got it. They're ending the whole marathon thing with Endgame. And I'm like, well, I could maybe probably do that. But I'm like, well, I do have to review Endgame. I can't watch this 3-hour movie having been awake for 50 hours on a bunch of other movies.
Yeah.
That's terrible. I wouldn't mind, like, going in around Black Panther and just writing it out from there on, I guess. But
what's the
just pick which ones to take a nap during? Like you could nap during like the Thor the Dark World.
Yeah.
Or a couple of other ones, just have food delivered to you at AMC theaters.
They probably won't let you do that, would they? They're probably gonna serve a light menu or something.
Who knows?
Theaters are so strict with outside food.
So Billy,
well, you can leave, right?
Probably.
You can leave and come back.
Yeah, I just leave for Thor.
You can.
Billy, were there any of the MCU films that you did not like?
I don't know. Like, I don't know. Like, they are what they are, right? Like, they don't have to be like super good. I thought Thor was kind of like a bore.
The first one,
the Thor and two, they're
not, and like,
Ragnarok. Like, they're all worth watching once.
Ragnarok was very different than
I love Ragnarok. Ragnarok was weird, great.
Because, like, I so many people were recommending me to, like, you got to check that movie out, because they knew I wasn't like super crazy about any of the Marvel movies. Like, I didn't hate them. They were just kind of like whatever to me.
Yeah.
But they're like, no, Thor Ragnarok is hilarious. You gotta watch it. And then I couldn't get past the opening scene. Like, every joke was so fucking corny to me. I was like,
you're
no,
a pussy.
This is like,
you're a dumb pussy.
It felt like a Reddit heart thread.
I agree with you. Like,
no.
Thor Ragnarok was like a TBS millennial comedy pilot that happened to have Thor in it.
Yeah.
I guess
I didn't watch the whole movie. I watched the first scene. I was like, if this is what they chose to like load it at the beginning, this is not going to be good.
Really? So you just left?
Yeah.
It's got Hulk in it.
I watched it on a streaming service. Yeah.
Here's
that's okay. A lot of people didn't like Ragnarok. I was surprised because I thought it was
a lot of people didn't. That's true.
I thought it was cute.
Of course you did.
I was like, this is cute.
Here's Avengers Endgame.
Heroes. It's an old-fashioned notion.
And by the way, Billy and I recently did a review of the 1998 Nick Fury made-for-TV movie starring David Hasselhoff, nice. And we recommend everyone check that out.
If you hate your life.
Yeah.
You know what's good? That fucking, that shitty Fantastic Four movie.
Oh, God, yeah, that's on YouTube. The 1994.
Yeah, Roger Corman one?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's my favorite one. That's my favorite.
It's like the only one that like's close to a watchable movie. I was on The Marvelous, and Peter like made me watch that shit. So I'm like, oh man, I don't know about this, but it was surprisingly good.
Yeah.
So
it's the only one of the Fantastic. It's the only one of the Fantastic Four movies where they actually fight crime.
Which one are you talking about? What year was this released?
94. He's talking about the Corman one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
yeah.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Oh my God. Though
compared to the other Fantastic Four movies, with like,
yeah, it's true. It's true. But you know that movie was only made to hold on to the license.
Yeah, but that's what makes it so special.
Apparently, like, I don't know how true this is, but I'm told that apparently they originally wanted Lloyd Kaufman to direct it, and then he turned it down. Yeah, like that would have been even fucking better. But then supposedly he turned it down out of respect to the source material.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know about all that.
A Lloyd Kaufman Fantastic Four would be great.
Any big license.
Around the globe. Yeah.
Did they sell Toxic Avenger off?
To the nation. A hero.
Yeah, it is supposed to be getting remade at some point.
A beacon of hope. Shining out. Across the stars.
You know they're making a Hulk Hogan biopic, and he's going to play Hulk Hogan for Netflix?
It's directed,
or is it Prime?
Really?
It's for Netflix.
It's for Netflix,
it's
yeah.
It's directed by the guy who's directing the new Joker film.
Hmm.
Oh, Todd Phillips?
Yeah.
He should shave the fucking horseshoe into his head and just walk around like that.
Oh, I'm sure he'll look bald. I mean, like, they're going to try to make him look as much like him as possible. I don't know if he's as tall as Hogan, though.
He's tall enough.
Okay.
They're not going to be able to get other people that big. I'm going to shave my head and try and get a role as King Kong Bundy.
I look around at us. You know what I see?
I hope there's a huge section in the Hulk Hogan movie devoted to his part in Rocky 3, where he just throws Rocky in the audience.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They kind of have to do that, right?
Oh, yeah. They definitely have to do that. Yeah. And they'll have to do... How are they going to do Andre the Giant? Like, are they going to CGI Andre the Giant? Like, how are they going to do
that?
That'd
be badass.
I don't know.
It would be they could get the Big Show to be him.
Yeah, they could just put Big Show in like a...
Yeah, I guess
get
so.
The prosthetics from that movie, The Mask, with Eric Stolte or whatever. Yeah. Or just put Cher on stilts.
It's doable.
You think you know how the world works?
The world is changing.
We are
Never saw it. I saw Guardians of the Galaxy and Iron Man and most of them, but I never saw Ant-Man or and Wasp, and I haven't seen Captain Marvel either, so I don't know.
I saw Captain Marvel 4 times in theaters because I'm a feminist.
Are you fucking serious?
Yes! I'm a feminist, dude. This is really not a good trailer.
Invites challenge.
It's just a mashup of all the other movies leading up to the movie.
What do you mean, dude? It's like 5% footage from Endgame.
I know.
Incites.
There's been a couple culture. Screen caps.
Conflict breeds catastrophe.
You know, I can spoil these movies for you, Billy.
Better not.
Because I read the comic book that came out 30 years ago.
It doesn't matter. They don't, okay. They don't stick to the source material. Yeah.
They do quite a bit, though. I'm kind of surprised.
We still have one
promise to keep. Crawls on Thanos' ass.
If we can't protect the Earth, you can be damn sure we'll avenge it.
I mean, haven't they basically already? Fuck. Never mind. I'm not gonna say it because I don't want to spoil it.
Don't you say?
But I mean, like, they've already revealed stuff that they haven't revealed yet from the last movie. In this trailer, you learn it.
A little bit, yeah. From the last movie, though, everybody has to see the movies. You have to see every single Marvel movie 4 times or else you can't watch the next one.
Mm-hmm. They won't let you in.
Yeah. You got to have all 4 of your ticket stubs to Ant-Man and Wasp on hand or else you're not getting in.
Adam Warlock was a badass character, and it's pretty cool that I'm basically certain that he'll be in this movie.
In Endgame?
Yeah.
No, Adam Warlock won't be in Endgame.
He won't?
No, I think that they're saving him for Guardians 3. Am I wrong?
Adam Warlock has to fight Thanos.
They're going to use somebody else for that.
No, no.
That's stupid.
Like, maybe they'll have Adam Warlock in it, but like, I thought that was what Captain Marvel was serving because we got teased Warlock for Guardians 3.
That's so dumb.
We could be wrong.
Because Adam Warlock's... man, never mind. I'm not even going to say it.
Yeah, he's like key to the Infinity War.
Yeah.
Shit.
And then
I just still wish Infinity War was just the last one ever. Like, you see all of these movies, continuing story, and then boom, 3/4 of them are dead, end of series.
Yeah.
How many Marvel movies have to absolutely tank at the box office for them to stop making them?
I mean, depends on how bad it would tank. Yeah. Like, if it's just like, okay, well, it's just a... Because, like, while one may be disappointing in the United States box office, it would still be an international success.
I would say turning a profit alone will cause them to keep making them. This is under Disney's umbrella too.
Yeah, but
right?
if they don't turn a profit, like how many like failures you think they'll stick with it for, like, what, 7 failed movies to try and steer the ship back?
I would say 3.
3 is the magic number?
3. Yeah, because there's so many that are already in the pipeline that if one comes out and doesn't do well, there's like 3 others that would be in post-production.
Well, right now they're printing money.
You know, like, eventually they're going to reboot it too. After like this incarnation of it gets old, they'll do it again.
We're already going to get like an X-Men reboot within the Marvel.
Right, right. Cinema. Well, I mean, like, I think the first X-Men movie came out in 99, so that was a long time ago.
I'm not sure
20 years ago.
I'm not sure if they'll actually reboot everything, because all the main characters, like Iron Man and shit, they all have their new gender-swapped and people of color versions, you know? So they'll just start making those, and when they make the next Iron Man, it will be like I don't know what her name is, but there's like a new Iron Man, Iron Woman or something.
I get my She-Hulk movie.
Yeah. I wonder if Marvel has the rights to She-Hulk. They have to go through Universal.
Universal?
They have to go through Universal, right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Who would play She-Hulk? Have to be someone tall and fit, like muscular
and hot. It gotta be.
They
hot.
They should get that chick fucking Bakar Nabieva. You ever see that chick?
No, I need to find her.
She's like this fucking jacked chick on Instagram. Huh.
Mm-hmm.
Can she act though? Because we don't need no.
Well, that's the hardest part: getting the look and the acting ability.
She probably like barely speaks English, so probably not.
We don't need no Luisa Ferrigno.
As long as you got like gravitas, like an 80s action hero.
Yeah.
Brienne of Tarth from Game of Thrones. I don't know if she's hot enough. Is she hot enough?
I don't know.
No. That's what the face app filter's for.
I guess if you got to paint her green, you can give her like a hot face. Brienne of Tarth, like she's definitely not ugly. I just don't know if she's like hot enough.
All right. I'm going to honor this one person's wishes and look up Don't Open the Door. That's what it was called.
This sounds like a trap, dude.
From the movie from the 70s?
I don't know.
Are they remaking it?
Oh, the Don't Open the... Yeah, it's a 1975. Nah, I don't want to watch it. It looks so dumb anyway.
I've seen this movie before. I've seen this movie before, dude. I got a old big box VHS of it in the other room. It's this movie where a woman's getting stalked with like phone calls and everything, and then the movie just ends. It's one of those movies that feels like they just ran out of money at one point.
I'm gonna have to check that out. I love that shit.
Abrupt ending.
Yeah.
Spoilers.
So we're about to move into the next segment, guys. At the end of the following segment, I'll read all the Streamlabs. If you're not subscribed, please subscribe. If you think you're subscribed, you might want to double check because they unsubscribe people all the time. Hit the like button, all that wonderful stuff. And also, if you want to check out D-Live, we're streaming there live right now, too. There's a whole other chat and people watching over there. Not very many, but...
And if you're not tall, simply liking this stream will make you grow like a centimeter, I heard.
I wish you told me this last time. I'm like 5 foot five.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
That's what I heard.
that is all anybody knows about me. I'm way shorter in real life.
People have been like doing like height investigations with me and shit now because I posted a picture with my friend Charlie who's like massive.
Yeah.
Like, dude, how small are you? And then what made it even more confusing is that I posted a picture with some black guy who's like roughly my height, maybe like an inch shorter. So now people are like doing all kinds of math, like checking against tiles and shit, trying to get all this shit situated.
So that means what? You're like 5'9"?
I can't even say because people are investigating.
Yeah, don't ruin this. Okay.
People have their
race. Because I've
spat out the correct answer, though.
I've stood next to Derek in person, too, and he's a little bit shorter than me.
Derek's tall. Derek's like, he's 7 feet tall.
No, he's not.
But yeah, Derek Shaquille O'Neal Blackman.
Okay.
Yeah, he's huge.
We're having him on the next episode, actually, with Hannibal and Monty.
Oh, he was telling me that, yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be pretty awesome. I finally got a troll or not a troll that I think might be good. So we're going to try this out. People in the chat, you can play along too. Let us know whether you think this is a troll or not a troll. That's always great when you start a video with a big sigh. Yeah. That's how you know it's going to be good.
Is this your bowl? This
guy looks like he'd be like my much stronger older brother.
Yeah. He's literally living in his parents' basement, I think.
My joy.
I was trying to figure out what kind of accent we're going to get.
My consecutive back-to-back duck-duck-goose championship in 74-75.
Definitely a troll. Come on.
What?
That's not a thing.
Two-time champion?
Two-time duck-duck-goose champion.
You don't trust a two-time
back
champion?
Back-to-back. Repeat.
Back-to-back.
I was a champion back-to-back consecutive years. Duck, duck, goose champion. And I tell you what, I remember it vividly. I was such a beast. The way I would... no one's ever...
Over kids.
Yeah.
I want to picture it's him, like, this age, this size, playing against, like, a bunch of three-year-olds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did what I did on the duck, duck, goose playing field. The way I would just tag someone and just get out. I'm just so fast. So I see this has never been done in elementary school.
Numbers tonight.
Thank you. Yeah. Lots of people watching. If you're watching, you haven't liked the stream yet.
History throughout the world. Two consecutive duck, duck, goose or back-to-back duck, duck, goose championships. I was state Duck Duck Goose.
I don't know that I would call this a troll, because it seems like more like he's trying comedy, which isn't really like a troll per se.
Yeah,
that's what I was thinking too. It's like a sketch.
Yeah.
I guess the context would be the other videos on his channel.
Why would he? Why would they go so far as to have these trophies made up for Duck Duck Goose Championships, but not engrave his name on them?
I see.
We haven't seen the whole trophy.
Engrave his name.
He's not the one to ever.
You want to talk championships and trophies? Does anyone have? No one's. Listen. I've seen videos where people have won Duck Duck Goose Championship.
Show me.
But
Show me one of those videos. I haven't seen them. I don't believe they exist.
All right, troll.
Links or it didn't happen.
Yeah.
All right.
Guy's a troll.
Yeah.
And it pisses me off because I want to know if I can still compete. Like, if there is a championship.
It's one of those things I wish was real.
Yeah. I mean, Duck Duck Goose, essentially, it's mostly just a game of being able to run fast. So if your cardio is up.
And get up quickly, because you got to be sitting down on the floor, and you got to get up really fucking fast, and then run.
Hold up.
In a circle.
Is Duck Duck Ghost a Tinder premium thing?
Yeah.
And if Duck Duck Goose if it's anything like when we used to play it in grade school, that means you get all those like rug burns on your knees because you always slide back into the place.
I got rug burns on Tinder too.
Oh my God. I only have a few news related things. Very few.
People are discriminating against wolves.
Jimmy Dore left TYT.
They're laughing at us and our stupidity.
Yeah. Gotta love puking dog.
He's a good boy.
We actually got people to vote for puking dog for president in the last presidential election, and there was a news story about weird things people wrote in on their presidential ballot, and puking dog made the news. It was great.
He's a good boy.
So okay, as most people are aware of, Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris burnt down, a big chunk of it burnt down, all the wooden parts. And Trump, he had a unique opinion on how to help and put it out.
John, during all of this today, President Trump tweeted, "So horrible to watch the massive fire at Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris. Perhaps flying water tankers could be used to put it out. Must act quickly."
Genius.
You know, I could save the world.
God should cause it to rain.
Yeah, pray for rain. Oh yeah, they should get they should have like all these native tribes come and do like a giant rain dance there.
Mm-hmm. So hypothetically, they did get the flying water tankers and sprayed it down. What would happen?
You know, that could probably cause some more damage.
Could they only use holy water?
It would holy water.
I mean, to make holy water, all like literally, because I grew up Catholic.
Yeah.
Literally, to make holy water, all that has to happen is a priest just prays over some water. So
yeah,
a priest could literally go to like a water tower in a town and make it all holy water by the rules of Catholicism.
Have you seen the too soon memes that are going around?
Oh yeah.
My favorite too soon memes, there's the one where it's the Daenerys' dragon burning down the cathedral saying that the Pope chose not to bend the knee.
Oh, damn.
And then my other favorite too soon meme is the one that says, when the cops are at your door and you got to burn the child porn.
Oh, my God.
Oh, did anyone do a fucking a Dorner meme with that?
No.
I don't know how you would do it, but it's there. There's a Dorner thing you can do with it.
I feel lucky that I actually got to see this building in person before.
You feel lucky?
Yeah, because now it's all fucked up.
It's been around for almost 1,000 years. A lot of people have seen it.
Yeah.
Today, okay. Obviously,
I'm not saying it's like some exclusive club.
like you're name dropping the cathedral.
Yeah.
The French.
It was just cool to see in person. It's huge.
Angry enough to respond in English. They tweeted in English this after that. Hundreds of firemen of the Paris Fire Brigade are doing everything they can to bring the
Those old churches are almost like museums in a way, you know?
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, water would not help, I don't think. I mean, like, water being dropped from airplanes.
Maybe you could throw gasoline on it and try and take down all of Catholicism. And
do a controlled burn or something.
Yeah.
Fight fire. His follow-up tweet, try chocolate pudding.
Has Vard put out a statement?
No, you know, I haven't seen if he did that. What would he typically say? I know he's like,
I mean,
far right, isn't he? He's like,
yeah, but he's like, he's the church burning guy though. Like, this that's why I'm joking around about it a little bit, but I'm actually curious to see what he would say about this.
Billy, you're gonna love this next news story more than anybody else.
Oh,
yeah. So, this is out of Australia.
Women filmed performing sex acts in broad daylight.
It's a crazy story. There's like footage that's censored of like these women having sex. Basically,
are they having sex with guys or with only
with each other? Here you go.
Amateur porn.
A group of women who allegedly engaged in public sex acts on the streets of an affluent Brisbane dining precinct last month.
It's Brisbane?
Brisbane.
Brisbane. I personally don't care, but Aussies will have like a tism fit.
The Aussie tism?
Yeah.
Brisbane dining precinct last month will not be charged by police. Thank God. The three women, aged in their 20s, had enjoyed a boozy Sunday lunch together on James Street near the city's party quarter known as Fortitude Valley. In early March, at about 3 p.m., the trio stumbled out of the upmarket Hellenica restaurant.
Whatever it is.
I'm worried now with Brisbane. I want to get it right or else I'm going to get slapped around by Siggy Soggy. Oi, oi. According to the Sunday Mail, the women had also skipped out on their $600 bill at the restaurant, which an unidentified man later came in to settle.
Unidentified man!
He's like, these girls are fucking... I want to buy their meal. They're fucking in front of me. Moments later, passersby were treated to an unorthodox sex show in the middle of the street.
So maybe, you know what? Maybe the Applebee's thing did happen.
Yeah.
I hope people walked by like, you know, like a street performer or something. And people just threw change down on the ground.
Yeah. And this street guy performers. Picked up all the quarters and paid their $600 meal with it.
Yeah.
Two of the women...
It's really the restaurant who they fucked.
Well, some guy paid for it, right?
Wait, is that someone... Is someone watching from behind the corner? What is that?
Yeah, or something. Yeah, there's like a woman standing there. Maybe.
Well, she's part of the act. She's like the cuckold.
She's the director.
Yeah.
All right, now. Hit her with the Foster's can of beer. Put it in her butt.
Two of the women wearing short summer dresses and high heels could be seen tangled up in each other's arms and pressed up against the wall of a trendy curbside store. As the third woman sat patiently on her own, the pair collapsed against the wall for several minutes, struggling to prop themselves up as they kissed one another passionately. They then fell to the ground where their romp turned extremely graphic. Here, the steamy street scene quickly descended into something people have described as vulgar and obscene, with the women performing sex acts upon each other in broad daylight.
That is.
Then when it ended, they exchanged phone numbers.
Yeah, look at these old people walking by.
You know why he walks by? He had to throw his hand in his pants. You can see his hand.
He's hiding something.
It's tucking his boner back, dude. Old man Withers got
kind of action in 30 years.
Yeah. In the uncensored footage, the pair currently circulating on social media, people walk in and out of the camera's frame, sometimes walking straight in front of the scene. But the preoccupied girls appear oblivious to the comings and goings of the community and continue with their session on the concrete footpath. At one point, the two women were seen sitting astride a bike rack, which was installed on the footpath. Here, they allegedly appeared to be rubbing themselves on the metal installation, which would have undoubtedly drawn some concern from people on the street. They're just fucking the bike rack.
Infection. Yeah, there they are. Look at that.
Okay, does that now become a dike rack?
Nice.
Oh.
Too soon?
Too soon for what?
I don't know. For the women's equality? Something?
When is my complex going to install one of those?
Yeah, can I get a dike rack? The entire encounter is understood to have lasted roughly 10 minutes before police arrived to break up the ménage à trois. A spokesman for Queensland... I'm saying Queensland, right?
Maybe.
Queensland. This show really is boner-inducing. I've induced a boner.
You asked for it. The entire encounter is
boner-inducing.
Roughly 10 minutes before police arrived to break up the ménage à trois.
Oh, I like the way you said that.
For the Queensland police told news.com.au arrived on the scene where the woman appeared to be extremely intoxicated. Are you hard yet? Are you hard? The officers took down their information, put them in an Uber, and sent them home.
Could you imagine being the Uber? You think shit went down in the Uber too?
Oh, you know it. They got slug trail squad seats installed there. They're just slipping and sliding.
A taxi cab confessions waiting to happen.
Yes.
Somehow, like, putting the women in an Uber seems kind of unorthodox. Like, was it on the cop's account? Like, how does that work? It's like you're just hailing it in the street like a cab.
The cop's like, nah, like, bro.
They're like, all right, take them directly to jail. We just need an Uber.
The officer's refusal to charge the women with anything has drawn anger from the public, with hundreds of people arguing that women should have been charged with public indecency at least. What are the chances?
I mean, yeah, honestly, if it was like two dudes blowing each other in public, they probably would have gotten charged. Honestly. Yeah,
they would have got no Uber.
What are the chances these girls like blew the cops to get away?
Maybe.
That's in the uncut version of the video.
Yeah.
No. We can't arrest these women. They're obviously too drunk. They're just getting blown during the police report. Dozens of people.
Look, officer, I was drunk. You should let me go.
Yeah. I would let them go, but I'm not a cop. I'm a pervert. Dozens of people took to social media to share that they had personally witnessed the scene. One woman revealed her mother had walked past the scene and claimed the whole thing was whack.
Damn, that whack. Shit is whack. These hoes be eating their pussies and fucking a dyke rack. That is whack.
Whack.
Oh my god.
Another person said the disgusting situation should have been dealt with appropriately by authorities. Instead of thinking of their gender and not charging them, think of them as adults who are doing the wrong thing in public and charge them, one person wrote.
I like that accent.
It should be dealt appropriately. It should be filmed, put on Pornhub so I can watch it in private.
Yes.
Look, obviously, you know, women have it better than men in society because a bunch of women eating each other out on the street get like free, right? That's
they get a free Uber ride home.
That's pussy eating privilege. If you eat pussy as a dude, that means you can get away with having a small dick and girls might actually sleep with you. That's pussy eating privilege.
Good job. It was whack.
Yeah, if I did it, they would have put me in Uber pool. I would have had to have shared it with 12 other people.
Had to fuck those 12 other people on the way home.
Walk like 5 blocks to it.
They'd have just put me on the fucking sex registry if I did that. No ride or anything. I'd have had a red dot on my house. Me and Brian Peppers would be doing a fucking orgy.
Oh my god.
Falls out of his chair.
Pretty sure he's no longer with us.
What
Brian is? Peppers.
Falls out of his coffin.
I'll fuck his ghost.
They have a statue of him in your county.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
For statutory, you should,
like,
right?
There's like a way to, like, if you're a rich person, you can just donate things to government buildings and shit, right?
Yeah.
Just like donate a bus to Brian Peppers to the Ohio, whatever the fuck they have over there.
The Brian Peppers bang bus?
Yeah. Oh my god.
Chamber of Commerce.
Yeah.
Yeah. Billy will just say some crazy random shit in public sometimes, and it's funny to watch people react. When Dick Masterson came to Portland, we went to this bar and met up with him and a bunch of other people, and this music was playing, and all of a sudden, just out of nowhere, Billy's like, "I rape guys!"
Well, it was loud and obnoxious karaoke, and there was Portland is a SJW, like,
yeah,
like world. It's different. It's its own little microcosm. And then all these dudes with MAGA hats were walking in for the Dick Masters meetup. And I'm like, oh, this is fucking weird. I got to try and out-weird everything. It was like a nervous condition I have.
Yeah.
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 So did anybody say anything about the raping guys comment?
I got a couple of, like, looks from guys that I think were in the closet that only showed up to
please
the...
Please don't rape me.
No, they like looked at me like...
Oh,
with
they
their MAGA hats on, they're like, this is because MAGA country.
Watch your drinks.
Yeah. It being Portland, I feel like you would upset the like the Portlandians who are all like, how dare you trivialize rape for whatever the fuck. Well, I feel like that's what you would
Fred
get over
Armisen
there.
Was pissed.
Yeah, Fred Armisen came in weird and thing about, he backed his ass up on me.
The weird thing about Portland is it is very SJW, but it's also very smutty at the same time.
Yeah, it's got the highest capita of strippers per any city.
It's got
actually, I think I knew some strippers out there. That makes sense.
It's got like a dirty part of town where there's all these like sketchy nudie bars and stuff. Yeah.
There's a lot of nudie bars all over that town. It's not just the dirty part.
Like, but the dirty part is the crazy part.
Yeah.
SJW in the day, creeper by night.
Yeah. Cunty Cat gave us $5, said, holy shit, it's 80s Dan. Awesome. Now, when does the cinema snob character show up? 80s Dan.
Once I go into a phone booth and just change into my black suit.
Cunty Cat gave us $5 again. Could you make a sex offender fantasy football league, but like fantasy fondle ball?
Instead of an Avengers team of sex offenders, it's your draft pick for fantasy football.
It's basically football, but they fuck each other.
Well, hopefully each other. Sex offenders don't really target their own kind, do they?
Who knows?
An Avengers of celebrity murder trials.
Yeah, they could. Yeah.
I just pictured this horrible game where it's like you got two teams and they're on the football field, and it's football except like part of the game is the teams have to try to rape each other, and you got like other football players like pulling guys off of each other. And
I just thought of something totally different, like a show like Dexter, only he's a rapist. So he rapes other rapists.
Dan Harmon, the creator of Community, and
everything's
like, he's
still covered in plastic.
Dan Harmon did that, except it was a child rapist.
Oh, that's
and he
crazy.
Would go back in time and target rapists when they were children. It was fucking
that's
weird.
That's crazy.
Wait, what?
Yeah, it was for his Channel 101, and it got dug up like years after it was out, and he had to like turn his Twitter off because of all the backlash. It was like the concept was funny, and they're like, this could never be funny, and it's like, well, the concept was outlandish and crazy, but it was kind of smart. It shows us how we celebrate a murderer in Dexter. So you go a little worse than a murderer, and how we would celebrate it because...
Deputy of Common Sense gave us $6.66. Hey, Billy, if you had to choose between marrying Cheesecake Girl and drinking laundry detergent, what brand of laundry detergent would you drink?
Can I eat a Tide Pod?
I don't know. Yeah, I
guess.
Can
I just have the cheesecake?
Why wouldn't you marry the Cheesecake Factory girl? She seems like a nice girl.
Huh.
She just made a bad song.
I didn't think about that.
That's all.
Well, do Tide Pods count? Because that's part of the answer.
Someone said it's Shoshan. Shoshan, love you, Wang. Oh, and you too, Brad. Glad you fellas are here. That was so nice.
Thank you.
Oh, Onision. Thank you. Onision gave us $6.66.
What's up, Onision?
It's not really him. Hi, Billy. Just wanted to let you know that your services are no longer required. I replaced you with a family... what? With a family auto man? And we're locking...
I've adopted 12 children.
The family auto man. That's the fat guy that had the cringe rap and then all the commercials.
Okay, I forgot about that. And we're looking forward to a great partnership. Oh, by the way, you were never a sweet boy.
You said that's not Onision?
And then they
you said that wasn't actually Onision, though, right? It's not him, right?
It's Onision.
Are you sure?
Why didn't he donate more?
Yeah.
Times are tough.
Times are tough, man. The fucking IRS is coming down on that boy.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Killer99, $2. How long before people start finding the Lion King problematic?
Why
is it appropriate? It's already happening.
It appropriates animal culture. Zeronian Enemy, $10. How does it feel to meet another human being who watched Nuki?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we watched it. It's like
everyone should watch the greatest movie ever made.
Nuki?
Yes. You've never seen it?
Oh.
No, I haven't.
It's weird because...
It's the worst, man.
This show had a meme like Florida versus Africa, right? And Nuki was Florida versus Africa, the movie.
Yes.
It was so fucking strange.
Yeah.
Nuki!
It's so
the
bad.
Most mad that I got when watching something. Like, I had to take a break like halfway through and just kind of go on a walk and rethink things.
It's very hard to fap to.
So what Nuki
incredibly
is...
Incredibly hard.
What Nuki is, Justin, is... I believe it was a South African filmmaking company...
Yeah.
Wanted to make... Like an E.T. ripoff. Well,
it's a Mac and Me ripoff.
Is it?
It's a low-budget Mac and Me.
Cunty Cat gave five more...
It took him, like, 2 years to make.
Oh, God.
That's crazy.
Like, the director was fired, replaced by somebody else, and they had to have these voiceovers come in to explain scenes that weren't there.
Oh.
Oh, my God.
Cunty Cat, $5. When the Black Widow movie comes out, I'm going to apply... the movie theater so I can switch out the reel for what does it say? So I can switch out the reel for a reel of I Spit on Your Grave.
Messed up.
I thought they were going to say like switch it out and put on like the rape scene from Red Sparrow.
Oh my God.
So rude.
Cunty Cat, $5. Best way to shelve movies is to have someone rapey attached to it, like Kevin Spacey. Billy accused Kevin Feige?
Kevin Feige?
Feige. Oh, okay. Of smooching on your butt pussy. What? What is
yes, going- but I asked for that.
Yeah. I'd let Feige kiss my... That's Feige kiss my butt.
I don't know how
pussy.
To say his name.
Damn it. I would let Kevin Feige kiss my butt pussy. No questions asked.
Cunty
He's
Cat,
done a lot for this world.
$5. It's the 2-minute teaser trailer for Never Open the Door. Not Don't Open the Door. Never Open. Okay, I'll look it up. Never Open the Door.
Never Open the Door.
Okay.
That's a much more demanding title.
Yeah, because like Don't Open the Door is don't open it like right now, but never is.
Yeah, ever.
Yeah, it's a trilogy. The first one is Please Don't Open the Door.
Is it a prequel to Hold the Door?
Don't Open the Door.
With the tagline, we're done. We're done being nice.
Yeah, we're done being polite.
It went downhill when they made Please, Sir, May I Have Some Door?
Oh, man. So Low Energy Videos gave us €5 and says... Brad, please look into the camera and say, then they bang hard.
Then they bang hard. In Australia, apparently.
Oi.
Ben and Billy go on the official podcast. You would rock. I don't know what that is.
Rock. We're gonna rock.
All right. So, we have more to cover. We have a quick word from our sponsors. We're going to do that really quick. We'll be right back in about 1 minute.
We'll be. The Last Laugh is a new podcast from The Daily Beast and Himalaya Media where comedians unveil their realest selves. Hosted by The Daily Beast's Matt Wilstein, The Last Laugh features in-depth interviews with the biggest names in comedy and some of the new voices crashing the party. Sarah Silverman reveals that Netflix sent her flowers when her Hulu late night series got an Emmy nomination, and Hulu sent her a bill for hair and makeup for an awards ceremony. Tony Hale talks about the difference between playing Buster Bluth on Arrested Development and Gary Walsh on Veep. Both characters are head cases, but the differences are more nuanced than you may think. Ron Funches talks about passing on a half-hour special from Netflix and has some words for the streamer that almost every other stand-up comic is clamoring to get onto. There's a new episode every Tuesday with big names like Crooked Media co-founder and former White House speechwriter John Lovett and emerging voices like Saturday Night Live writer and stand-up comic Sam Jay. Subscribe to The Last Laugh now on Apple Podcasts, the Himalaya app, and wherever you listen to podcasts.
All right, we're almost back once this... All right, there we are. All right, we're back. Thanks for waiting, everybody. We're back. Glad not too many of you left. Man, they always leave when you play an ad, though, no matter what.
Ooh.
You come back and I'm just gone.
Well, it's a risk worth taking.
So we have a short, you know what your favorite segment is, the longest segment today.
I hate you.
But before we get into that, we've got a few of these.
Crazy people.
I love this intro. So I guess Bank of America has like canceled all the bank accounts of Pastor Steven Anderson's church.
I heard about that, yeah.
And here's a video where he's pissed about it.
Good.
Hey everybody, Pastor Steven Anderson here from Faithful Word Baptist Church in Tempe, Arizona.
Pastor
this morning
Anderson.
I found out that Bank of America shut down all of our bank accounts, froze our accounts without notice. And we can't even get our money out. We can't even walk into the bank and withdraw our money.
For those of you who are not familiar with Pastor Steven Anderson, he's a Holocaust denier. He's a crazy religious zealot. I mean, he's an all-around douchebag. So that's
yes, but he's handsome.
So that's why I'm guessing they probably considered his organization like a hate organization or something.
Possibly, he could be under federal investigation for tax evasion.
They just froze everything, shut everything down, and I mean it's crazy, right? So thankfully, though, we hadn't deposited our church offerings yet from yesterday. So we were able to start up new bank accounts at other banks and deposit yesterday's offerings. So we are back in the saddle again. But I don't think the timing's any coincidence. You know, this Saturday, we've got the big soul-winning mega marathon going on in all 50 states. We've got four events in Arizona alone.
Soul-winning mega marathon.
Well, these events have
a
duck
chili cook-off.
Yeah, chili cook-off.
I would like to win a soul. Yeah.
Will they have a Duck Duck Goose Championship at these events? Because I might show up if so.
Maybe.
I want a trophy.
All 50 states are having soul winning events. Many different countries around the
world. He has this weird, unique belief to his form of Christianity. Basically, he believes him and his congregation are basically the real Israelites, I think is what it is.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's really weird. World. That's why there's that Hebrew written on the wall behind him.
And so, obviously, right, the devil wants to attack us, try to slow us down, stop us, take away our finances so that we can't operate it. But guess what? We got enough money to operate. We're rolling, and we're not slowing down at all. Everything's going full speed ahead down here at Faithful Word Baptist Church.
Oh, yeah. And this guy's probably no priority number one for the devil.
Yeah.
Thank you to everyone who supports us and prays for us. And look, if you can get out soul winning this Saturday, man, get out there. Be a part of this. You know, let's win a whole bunch of people to Christ. Let's make this the biggest soul winning event that we've ever done. And let's make
Saturday,
it bigger than last year.
420? Should I give myself to Christ on Saturday?
No.
You don't think so?
No.
Okay. Wait, he's not saying soul winning. He's saying soul winning.
The soul-ening?
Soul-ening. I don't know what that is. It sounds like something from Highlander.
Getting your soul to Christ.
It's the lamest Stephen King novel.
The soul-ening.
My anus is
already huge. And, you know, Bank of America can go to hell, as far as I'm concerned.
What?
You know, a bunch of wicked,
can banks go to hell?
Loving weirdos.
What,
wicked. Dark-sided.
He called them sodomite-loving weirdos at Bank of America.
Running that bank, or whatever their stinking problem is with
stinking
Bible-believing
problem.
Christians, why
sodomy
they want to
is how they do interest in Bank of America
and support the wicked. And you know, it's just, it's disgusting what Bank of America is doing. And it's so dishonest also how they can just steal your money and hang on to it. They're supposedly going to send us a cashier's check in like 2 weeks for all the money that was.
Yeah. So they're not stealing your money. They just don't want you to bank with them.
Yeah. I was going to say, if he never got his money, despite you know, like, whatever the hell, like, that's, that would be fucked up.
Right. I agree with that. They have no right to take his money. They have every right to terminate his account with them.
It's interesting that they would hold it so long, though. If you're terminating an account, I'd want to get the fuck out of there.
There's probably a process that takes time.
Yeah.
It's because of all the sodomy they gotta do first.
Yeah. They're backed up because of all the gayness that's going on over there, you know?
Because they're sodomized, they just bang on his money, right?
On a pile of his money.
Yeah, yeah. They just took all our money away from us.
They have gay orgies on a pile of Pastor Steve Anderson's
Christian money.
So what a bunch of wicked thieves. What an abomination.
Thieves don't give it back to you.
Bank of America is. So I pray that God would curse Bank of America and punish that evil corporation for siding with.
I love the people who treat God like a genie who just grants your wishes.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a guy that we've had on the show quite a few times, G-Man. He's like that.
Didn't he say that God granted his wish by him finding an ATM machine and him robbing it?
Something kind of like that. I don't think that was exactly what he said, but he also said, like, anyone in the world who's starving cannot possibly be a Christian. Yeah. Is basically what he said.
Because God provides.
Yeah, yeah.
Haters so God, the Bible genie, the Lord. Christians. Yeah. But on a positive note, this Saturday is going to be awesome. Soul Winning Mega Marathon.
It is kind of strange.
Our potluck.
It is kind of ironic that he's doing it on Hitler's birthday, or maybe that was done on purpose.
Maybe that was the only Saturday that was open.
Okay.
Be a part of it.
Also, it's right before Easter, right? Day. So he's going to get people Saturday soul winning, then they come in on Easter Sunday and are extra giving. It's all a cash grab. It's a scam. Scammer!
Oh my God. We played this guy on the last show, and I've kind of dove down the rabbit hole head first. Mm. By the way, tonight's post show is not going to be on Twitch, so you got to be a Patreon, $10 or more. To see it. Tonight, we're going to be doing the individual segment situation, and we're going to dive down the rabbit hole. I'm going to explain the crazy origin of this guy that we're going to watch right now. We've watched him before.
It's your boy Buff Crow, baby, back when I'm up at that lowest. You know how I do, I get down. It's your boy Buff Crow, we back once again. Tell a friend, it's your boy, the Buff Dog, Buffy, Cuffy, Muffy, Tuffy.
You won't believe it.
Tough. Do I got to flossicate the hair real quick? I'm going to flossicate it real quick. I just made that word up. Flossicate.
Great guests as always.
So this is him doing a voiceover
this year.
No,
much love, guys.
No, this is him. This is him just talking, and he's going to do something in a second. And by the way, thanks, Meme Daddy. I really appreciate it.
We should do a meetup.
And by the way, these posters on his wall are pictures of him. He has posters. Yes,
I hope that that's just. I hope that that's just a window behind him, and someone's just standing there looking. And after you
I thought maybe it was a mirror that got stuck that way.
He makes these at least once a day, and it's him doing a cover song with his own choreography. It's
goose.
Here is he the inspiration for Pootie Tang?
Today we're going to do 311 Amber. Now, okay. First, I thought the group was called Amber and the song was called 311, but that didn't make sense because they kept saying Amber over and over again, so the song got to be Amber instead of 311. So I don't know what 311 stands for. They always got a story about what names, you know.
Is he just going through all the covers by alphabetical order?
I don't know. Well, this is a number, so...
But it could be Amber, or it could be the number. The numbers start before alphabetical order in the karaoke books.
There's always something to the number, of course. Of course, it has to be. I don't understand. Maybe it was a hotel room they were in called 311, and they had a bunch of people come over, and it was the greatest party ever, and it was at 311. Yes.
Isn't the story behind 311 that the 11 is the 11th number in the alphabet is K?
No. That's one of those, like, that's one of those rumors you hear at school, like the Ultimate Warrior died and shit like that.
Yeah.
He did die, though.
Yeah. I mean, he did die.
Later.
Right.
Yeah.
So we're going to do 311. 311 Buff Style Buffy. Ha ha ha. He he he.
Buff Style Buffy. Ha ha ha. He he he.
Buff Rain Man.
I found this guy had an old channel from like 11 years ago where he's not, he has no muscle at all. And he talks about starting to work out and how he wants to get like all ripped and shit. All right, here we go. Look at his dancing.
Nice.
I want Marlon Wayans to play this guy in a movie. Yeah. The biopic.
Like Napoleon Dynamite crossed with Radio. Yeah.
This dude kind of... He just did the fucking Pee-wee thing.
Yeah.
He's the worst singer ever, too, by the
look,
way.
Oh my god, look at his fap station next to the bed.
Yes.
I've got to tell you something. This phenomenon.
There's a Charlie Brown moves in there.
Yeah.
You want to know it brings me here.
Dude, I can't unsee his masturbation station. He's got the
Vaseline,
the moist wipes, and behind the wipes you can see the Jergens lotion sitting there, and the bottle of water from when it gets so intense and he needs to rehydrate. This man is a serious fapper.
Hair gel for when his hair gets messed up.
Holy shit, yeah. His hair...
You need to see what's under the mattress first.
His hair is messed up by design.
It might just be him putting his hair back, not washing his hands after ejaculating. He's just got a decade of something about Mary residue. Things that naturally. Yeah.
They have severely cut the budget on the new Step Up movie.
Blair Witch Project meets Step Up.
Yeah.
Damn it. The Tony Rich Project.
What's we're just going to jump right into
it. Life like?
Yeah.
Like, what kind of a job does he have?
Who knows?
He's probably on SSI.
Yeah, his old channel's crazy. Because it's 11 years old and he's totally different in it.
That's what happens with a decade.
Yeah, yeah, it's crazy. So we're going
10 years ago I looked like him.
Here's Billy's favorite segment.
Yo, save please.
Let's go find this hater, put a bullet in this fucking head.
Are you like me now?
I'm the only critic with the good kind of fairy drama.
That's because Jesus Christ is my nigga.
All right. So people send us the most epically bad raps. Just when I think we have to run out sometime, we never do.
You never will.
There's an abundance of them.
There's bad rappers being born right now to parents that are bad rappers.
Yep.
Haters nowadays.
How
this guy's totally a hater.
Oh, snap.
Oh, my gosh. All right. Well, good luck, man.
Good luck, man.
Check it.
Drop this right here. Right now.
Starring DJ Oosk. So,
I don't want to take...
Oh, there. Everybody knows this guy. He's the man.
He's
the coolest kid in school.
I feel my every move on every block. You know that clock goes tick-tock. Ooh.
Wow.
It's supposed to be in sync.
Yeah, yeah, the sync is off so bad.
The school shooter anthem. The principal's pissed. Let's get him out
in the city from Philly. And you know the weather's kind of chilly. And the Eagles are my team. And you know they on the scene. My man Carson Wentz is the best. And them haters have to address. But you know that.
This reminds me of when I was in kindergarten and our teacher would make us sing songs and do like hand motions along with it.
Why is there a Hydra coming out of a bong on the wall behind me?
that's great.
Like a turkey baster.
They're going to take the bait. Then you know they always going to hate. Me?
You feel me?
Ooh, it's a holiday song.
We celebrate Christmas in school, fam.
The Christmas tree.
Yeah.
The holiday bush. We can't say Christmas tree in school.
Let's get back riding around these streets. Hanging with these freaks.
Hold up. There's a bulldog on the wall. Was the Hydra not the school mascot? I thought the Bong Hydra was the mascot.
Apparently not. We'll never know the backstory about the Bong Hydra.
I want to know. Is that a woman in a wheelchair at the entry? No, that's just a... Why is there a woman at this receptionist desk is in the middle of the fucking hallway.
Wishing they're like me. It's Jayuski on that beat.
Jayuski on that beat. Place.
Seeing things that was a really
this is a school shooter's manifesto rap. Watching these
problems, so okay, I'm so like I was thinking in my head right now, like, how awkward would it be if just a shooter just showed up?
Oh my god.
Well, whenever I see cringe rap by like teachers or students in like school, like the teachers especially, I'm like, why couldn't there be a shooter at this point in time? Like, they're gonna be there anyway.
Yeah.
They're gonna be there anyways,
instead,
right?
Instead of arresting them, they just give them a medal.
Yeah. Well, normally we would hate to see you shooting up the school, but since this teacher was cringe rapping so terribly, we're going to celebrate this. I'm gonna fix. Ben just fucked up this refrigerator. I'm gonna fix it. I'll be right
sorry.
Back.
Someone said Wang on DP. I almost didn't believe my eyes. This is an awesome crossover. Wang's been on at least once before. I think he's been on
this
twice.
I think this is my third time.
Yeah.
But it is awesome.
Yes, it is. This is terrible, by the way. I don't know. This isn't even bad.
Oh, he's gonna fight the dog.
Dude, if he fights the dog, I will like this.
It's me.
It's me.
Dedicated to push the bulldog from Looney Tunes.
What the fuck?
Yo, what's good?
That dog does not want that hand on its face.
Yeah. He's me tooing this dog.
Oh, man. I got a call.
I'm in the middle of this verse.
I'll call you back, Mom.
Really? Why did they think this was a good idea to stop the music?
Nothing in this video has been a good idea. This is par for the course.
It's a take on Bobby Shmurda called up 6ix9ine. You know, it's kind of the same thing, only instead of Bobby Shmurda, it's this guy's mom.
Yeah, Mom, no. It's dropping a hot fire verse in front of the bulldog.
You can pick me up in like 2 hours.
Bring him back to all these haters. All on my case.
This dude's beard is like Taliban official.
I am the only one, chosen one, who has risen over these past years. And I know that's the case because I'm bringing them to tears.
Yeah!
Yo, he did a fucking shuriken.
His choreography is like, you know, it's good. The choreography's good.
I like that he does the things that his words are saying.
Yeah.
In case you don't know what, in case you miss it, you see it.
Yeah.
Feeling myself.
Yeah.
This guy's probably making so much money on SoundCloud right now.
Back to the basics, because when I'm open-minded, I'm spacious. People say it's a conspiracy, and they can only believe in their theory.
He's gonna run this school next year.
To the top, because that's the only way how I rock. These haters want
I'm
to
enjoying
like
the
me.
Background people walking
yeah,
through the hallways.
Me
I wanna,
too.
I want to know their stories. You know, fuck this kid. Give me 13 reasons why.
I swear I've seen like the lingering principal in the background a couple of times.
Yeah.
He's like he's just watching this to go home and be like, you're not going to believe this shit I saw at school earlier.
It's Jay Uski back on that beat. Bang, bang.
Bang, bang.
Bang, bang.
Oh, he's a school shooter.
Yeah.
And kids would get kids would get kicked out of school for doing bang bang now, right?
We saw this coming.
That's why this is dangerous.
Yeah, don't leave.
I'm out. The most awkward point. Oh.
Hey, will you go to prom with me?
trying to not make eye contact with them.
Yeah, this is the most confidence he's ever had in his life, and she's not even looking him in the eye.
Yeah.
That's she can't handle the aura.
Shining too bright, can't look me in the eye.
The title of this next one is called Disturbing Rap Song, and I watched some of it earlier and I'm like,
it's aptly titled?
Yes.
Fuck.
And it's from a very unsuspected source, or unexpected source, rather.
Was it from Breitbart?
It's the same thing we just saw, only he's dressed like a clown.
Hello, what's happening? Welcome back to Rap Chats. Today we have David Fish from Flint, Michigan with us, promoting his hot new single, The Hook. Let's check him out.
My name's David.
Yes.
The wackiest person you ever.
He's from Flint, too, by the way. What a terrible place to live.
This is what dirty water will do to you.
Yeah.
He grew up suckling sweat.
What happened to Albert Fish's kid?
Yeah, oh, God. This guy survived the Flint water crisis by sucking sweat out of Michael Moore's ass
cheeks.
It says
he's 41. I am 30. I'm almost 38, which means me and this guy could have went to high school together.
You should have went to high school with this guy.
I'm 37 too. I've never felt so old in my life than looking at this guy.
Yeah, yeah. What the hell? But
we didn't grow up drinking Flint water. This guy
apparently
did.
Yeah,
that's true.
90-year-olds in Flint look like the Crypt Keeper.
Move your feet. Go ahead.
I like how they use the green screen just to make the background gray. Oh, there we go.
His name's Fish, and his song's The Hook.
Cute.
This got wicked badass. I remember back in the day, cause you see, when I used to play the basketball, I used to stand like I was super tall.
He used to play the basketball.
No, I couldn't slam, but you see, a lot of girls just didn't give a damn. So I took some holes.
What?
Took some holes home.
Yes.
Oh.
And laid them down.
Probably actually happened too.
Terrible pause.
He's
I took some hose.
Talking about a garden hose. No,
I think he's admitting to having women locked up in his basement. He kidnapped.
Sir, yeah. We already do.
Yeah, I had them forced on the ground.
What? No.
When I got down, I just beat them all black and brown with a wiffle ball bat. Yeah.
What the fuck?
He's talking about the women still, right?
This is Albert Fish's great-grandson.
It turned dark really fast, yeah. Didn't it?
I chewed in their twig and berries like meatballs and mama's pie.
That's
fuck
right.
This!
Well, they just had my sack in the stuff.
Why the fuck did that other guy introduce this and not just call the police?
All that and then
he's an accomplice.
Let me tell ya, all this shit might sound dumb, but you see, I just said, baby, baby,
MC
let me come.
The BTK killer.
Yeah.
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 These are the women that he hit with the wiffle ball bat still, right? I gotta, like, follow the plot here.
Marvin, office. In your balls and not your shit, cause you know, you just don't know who you're
this
fucking
is the
with.
This way to catch the Zodiac Killer.
See?
Vine torture karaoke.
Oh. Yeah.
BGK. Double G, a lot of people just don't know me.
Fuck it.
Rap chats. Did you like that?
I don't know how that wasn't an admission of guilt.
Canceled.
Yeah.
Yeah. This one's Jewish rapping granny.
This can't be bad. Bubbies are fucking awesome. Come on, Bubby!
Down on the camera, feet are back to blue.
Is she wearing a tinfoil hat?
I'm a ghetto Langner sexa, please remember me. I'm a granny, a rapper, a bubby. She, I'm SJ.
This is just now. We're on Adult Swim right now.
Death, not a bird in the sky or a rat in a hat.
Tim and Eric hired
I'm
this
senior
woman.
Senior white rapper, Jew, babe, true and true. Hey, little Romeo, 50 Cent moves over.
She was created the wedding singer.
Yeah.
There's no way that she's not hired and forced to rap this by someone. She didn't write this. She's not writing about little Romeo and 50
With
Cent.
Shoe. S-J-R, S-J-R, a senior Jewish rapper, Danu superstar, a fights for truth and justice, the Americana shtick, my schnizzle, my piccolo, hear me speak, oh yeah.
I didn't think Bubbies could do anything wrong, but she just fucked all that up. This is the worst Bubby I've ever met.
You don't like it?
This is terrible. This is bad Bubby.
You don't like it?
This is bad Bubby. Okay. Why'd you do this? Go take care of your fucking kids or something. This is terrible, Bubby. This is horrible.
Oy vey, I'll say, oy vey.
It's Eric Book.
I'll say, oy vey.
Oh, she put the mic out to the girl. Oh, she wants us to say it.
Oh.
Oy vey.
Oy vey. The black brother, they wears the do-rag.
Fuck you. Fuck you, Bubby. Fuck you, Bubby. I can't sing along.
The do-rag.
I can't sing along to this, Bubby. You just ruined this for me.
Why not?
Because I'm going to jail for racism.
Where did you rag? Oh, yeah. Oy vey, oy vey.
She wear the do-rag. Oy vey, oy vey.
The black brother wears the do-rag. She wears the do-rag. Oy vey, oy vey.
Yeah. I think it's pretty good.
Yeah.
No.
This is the best one so far.
Is it the tinfoil hat that she's wearing?
I'm going to go hug my grandmother after watching this. Vey. If she ever tries to rap, I will disown her.
Oy vey, oy vey.
I'm getting physically ill watching this.
It is pretty weird.
My stomach is turning.
Nah, my hard-on's still here.
You're a better man than I am.
Ho and culture, Barbara, Boxer and the Hillary. Oh, yeah. Come on down, yo, three.
Okay. Yeah, we're gonna move on to another one. I'm glad you liked that one so much, though, Billy.
No, I
DJ
didn't.
Linda Richmond.
Yeah.
Oh, this one's got some production.
Yeah, man. It's gonna be about cats.
This one's pretty crazy. Actually, this one's probably better.
What the fuck?
Oh, dude, just wait.
That's the hustle of the lady we just saw.
Just wait, you might actually like this.
Yo, MTV naps with all the old folks.
Hey there, whippersnappers.
I love these old guys that walk up to you and they've had this pitch, you know, they've lived so long that everything they say has been rehearsed 1,000 times.
Yep.
They tell you all the same jokes and same fucking things. I'm invested in this right now.
This guy has mad street cred.
Probably.
Yeah, and I want you guys to know I am still one hell of a hot, sexy, love it.
I'm from the mule.
Yeah, I'm one hell of a hot, sexy lover. Why are you telling these little boys on the street that?
They're not little, are they?
They're little enough.
I can still do it.
They look like adults to me.
Why are you telling? Why are you telling these kids that you fuck?
My image is deceiving. Don't stop believing what you see in the surface. My face, a roadmap of gullies and ravines, but you don't see my jeans pumping me up like a young juvenile. See,
yeah,
not in my dictionary.
I'm feeling this. Yeah.
Wary. Sneak a peek at my physique. You're gonna shriek because I'm a health freak.
Is that his granddaughter?
A gig of biloba. Parsley, broccoli, puffing on my magic weed flaxseed. 500 grams a day of horny goat weed. Woo! So I can give the girls all of what they need.
Woo!
Proud of my stuff when she says, what's up? Don't have to clone my testosterone.
Dude, she's such...
I got enough left.
She is the guma to end all gumas, dude. She is making so much fucking bank blowing this old dude.
You think so?
Oh, she's about to be in Fortune 500 off those fucking lips alone. This guy pays her big money. You know it.
This is the last thing Hugh Hefner did before he died.
Sex on a cell phone. I can still do it. Yeah, I can still do it. Yeah, I can still do it.
Yeah, I believe this.
I can still do it.
All raccoon.
So this is a shot of him getting blown, presumably.
I hope so.
Oh yeah.
Is that is this the universal I'm getting blown, like,
I don't know, Ben, let's figure it out. I just got a blowjob right there.
Stereotype: a guy over 80 can't cut the mustard.
Is that a bandana or a do-rag that you have on?
It's a bandana.
B-A-N-D-A-N-A-N-A-N-A banana.
What's bouncing in his head ain't bouncing in the bed. It's all a myth, and I get so pissed. I make a fifth when they insist. My family jewels can't make a Christmas.
Dude.
Ooh, I get so pissed when
I know he fucks
spirit.
This girl because he's rapping way better than he ever should be able to. It's not fucking great, but he's 90 years old. He fucks that girl. And he makes her come.
You think so?
He makes her come,
dude. You don't
think
she's just some model that he hired?
I'm sure she's some model that he hired, but he makes her come. Guarantee you. When they fuck, she finishes.
All the ramp like a champ, I look him like a stamp. Sex is war, no bugle tooting, until my weapon of choice, what, is saluting.
My weapon of choice, whoop, is saluting. Yeah. Fuck it, dude. This guy's killing
it. Yeah, it's good.
His life is way better than mine. I love this guy.
Yeah, that's true. He like seems like kind of guy who does things. I don't do things.
I want to grow up to be this guy.
I want some of his runoff.
Look at that sweater too, man.
Yeah.
The porcelain horses and
everything. I want to be Eskimo Brothers with this guy. I'm going to find that girl and I'm going to woo her.
Let's take a look at... Oh, here's a vegan freestyle. A freestyle about veganism.
This can't be good.
Just doing a little existential thinking and got to thinking how many times have I pooped. I busted out the calculator and did... Years alive, times, days in a year, and I got
into a zombie.
Yeah.
Do people like not eat meat and live regular lives? Like I've every vegan I know is like fucking weird.
What about Anthony Fantano?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Fucking weird, dude.
Okay, never mind then.
13,505. That's how many days I've been alive.
Okay, good for you. What the fuck?
Happy birthday?
Yeah.
He's gonna tell us how many times he pooped, though.
How many times I've had to poop? At least?
You never had a triple shitter day?
At least.
Yo, I like how he's kind of like delaying. He's like, gotta build up the suspense.
More than 20,000 times I've taken a dump. Just think about that.
Okay.
I'm
thinking about it. I don't know why, but.
Halfway done yet.
By
the time I'm dead, it'll probably be like 60,000 poops.
Some of them will meld into each other.
Think about that. 60,000.
How the fuck does this have to do with veganism?
I don't know. It says music video, 60,000 poops, child. What does it say? Veganism freestyle? I don't know.
Poops. By that time, I'll probably be tired of pooping, but guess what? I don't have a choice unless I kill myself.
I fact checked the verse. It's all correct. It's all correct. He's not lying.
This freestyle. This freestyling lacks protein.
And I might end up doing that. Just saying.
Man, this guy really hates pooping.
Just saying.
60,000 times taking a poop might get old.
I mean, taking a poop is one of life's simple pleasures, man.
Now, for real.
Yeah, if you did it all at once, that might suck, though.
Yeah.
I mean, even if you did it all at once, would that mean you get it over with and you can just live life poop free? Never have to take a dump?
He needs to have the biggest stack of vegan books he has.
I'm too impatient for that.
Yeah. Imagine
60,000
killing yourself
times.
Because you have to poop.
Give me a break. I hate shitting. Even one time, 60,000 times. Oh my fucking god, oh.
This existential crisis is the least
part of it. It's like vegans are always talking about how good it is, how good their poops are. Like, they gotta save this for evidence now when they argue with me.
Yeah,
yeah.
You don't poop that good.
If vegan poops are so great, why does this guy hate it?
Why does this guy want to kill himself instead of poop?
Yeah, he'd rather die than poop more vegan poop.
Tastes terrible.
He doesn't look healthy. Like, his skin's super pasty. There's a lot of vegans that claim they're super healthy, and some of them look healthy, but this guy does not look the part. And he's talking about killing himself because he poops. Like, this guy just fucked up. I normally don't say this about vegans.
A Big Mac.
Yes. I normally don't say that to vegans. I usually congratulate them on giving up the finer things in life, but this guy needs a fucking Big Mac bad. Put some color back in his face and make his poops bearable again. He's pushing out berries and seeds and stuff. That's the problem. You need a nice meaty dump, dude.
Yeah, there's seeds on a Big Mac bun. It'll be fine. It'll be a nice transition.
Yeah.
And poops. I'm not even halfway done.
You
what the fuck is this shit? Seriously, do you even get it?
Do I get that you want to kill yourself rather than poop? I don't get that. I think even when I'm old, yeah. When I'm so old that I can't even make it to the toilet and I'm shitting myself, at least I'm alive. I don't mind that. Somebody will come and wipe my ass for me, right? That's what old folks' homes are for. I'll have some poor person just hands deep in my butt cheeks washing my body with a rag. And I'll be like, yeah, that's the Jew rag.
You like that?
No, I don't like that at all. It's garbage. Okay. Fuck this guy. Is this Lucky Pierre?
Shit. Is that a keyboard default?
Probably.
Yeah.
Crackhead.
You haven't changed. You're still messing with the stuff that eats up your brain. You used to worry about the looks when you looked all right. But what you should have been worried about is your life. Tack kid to crackhead, you really look a mess with your free bass and buff stinking mule train breath. Now, did you ever wake up, your face stuck to the pillar? Did your mama ever call you an ugly gorilla? You're a
crackhead.
If your mom called you an ugly gorilla, would that be an excuse to smoke crack?
Maybe so.
I'm trying to justify the crackhead, like the crackhead's plight. This guy's over here talking shit about a fucking crackhead. Your mom called you an ugly gorilla. And I'm like, I feel bad for the crackhead. His mom was against him. His own fucking mom. Smoked some crack.
The first thing my mother ever said to me.
Yeah. That's sad.
Tell him again, EJ.
Crackhead.
Leave it alone.
Why's he got a ski mask on?
Just in the middle of robbing a convenience store.
Yeah. Yeah. He looks like a terrorist or something.
Yeah.
Attack here to crack here. You know that you're wrong. Because I can smell your body over the telephone.
Now, with EJ the messenger.
BJ
the messenger.
You'll never be the best until you get your butt together, then you'll pass the test for a nickel and
right.
A dime.
You commit the messenger. That is actually me behind that mask.
That's you.
Damn it, Brad.
Just
I knew he sounded familiar.
Stand the time. Push a man on the corner there selling death. You better stop your way of living and help yourself.
You know what I love, though? The old video quality, like the glare off his glasses, got that trail every time he moves. It leaves the trail on the camera. I just love that shit. We lose that. Like the old wrestling when the people in the crowds were taking pictures
with flashes.
And it's all everywhere. You lose that because technology advances.
When like a big move would happen. Like when Randy Savage would jump off the top rope, it would just like explode.
A Stone Cold Stunner would be hit, and the crowd would just pop, light up. It was fucking cool.
You're right. Cool. That is kind of lost.
We lose that shit to technology.
Part of you each and every day. You ought to toss your butt in jail and throw the key away. You're a
crackhead.
I like that he has a crackhead in studio with him dancing.
Who's having this shit?
She's like, I'm only here because he promised me a rock.
Okay, hold on.
Leave it alone.
I'm only here because he's my multimedia teacher and this is extra credit.
Oh, no. I hate teacher reps. You just made this so much worse for me thinking he might be a teacher.
Oh, just wait.
This feels like a teacher rep.
You know what's even worse than a teacher rep? A camp counselor rep.
No.
Yes.
Somebody get Shia LaBeouf.
We're in the land of the U, double R to the ACA. It's the land of ghosts and ghouls.
I gotta take my bandana off.
When you need a red roof, it's in that
bandana.
Direction. If you try to use
this guy's wearing a bandana. This shit, man.
It's a blood.
As a shower, even if you stink. We've got a potable, portable water spigot. It's not for washing or bathing or drowning. Now can you dig it? P-H-I-L-M-O-N-T.
This.
Ah.
Did you ever go to camp, Ben?
L-I-D! Yeah. That means leave no trace unless you want your face to get ripped off and eaten by the Ursula race. If you have a campfire, be sure to keep it small. No sticks bigger than your forearms or flames are 3 feet tall. Our campfire show is rockin', and that will start at 8. Advisory coffee is at 7, so don't be late.
Please,
if you want to do the
slasher film.
I like how the beatboxer is like hunched over with one hand in his pocket, the most nervous gentleman ever, but he's still fucking rocking the beatbox.
It looks like he's going to pass out from beatboxing.
Yeah.
He's like, get lightheaded. Hurry up.
So of course, this is what you'll need. You can't go on without them, so my warning, you should heed. You'll want a water bottle and some clothes to choose. Put on some suntan lotion and bring your rain gear too. This is the end of the rap. That's all I have to say. Thanks for coming to your rock. It's going to be an awesome day.
Yeah. He did pretty good at the end there, though. Not the rap, but the like beatboxing wasn't so bad.
The beatboxing is whatever.
Means it's lunchtime.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bing. Come and get it.
In my when I went to camp for like one of those weekend camps, you know, like where they send the entire like sixth grade in.
Yeah, yeah. Where in the sixth grade I went to camp for a week.
Yeah, it was like a short little
one
trip.
Week.
Yeah, and they had like the deal where if you didn't finish your plate, you got shamed.
Yeah.
And every day, like, I was the fat kid, so my table, like, we knew we would never get shamed. But this little fucking kid with no dad came into lunch 20 minutes late and made a huge plate on the last fucking day.
Kid with no dad?
Yeah,
what does that have to do with
you
anything?
You know a no dad having ass kid
what
doesn't
a jerk.
Know. He gets
You're a jerk.
He put too much food on his plate. And we lost our perfect
Fuck
record
you.
Because this kid didn't have a dad to tell him not to put too much food on his plate. He fucked it up
it's
for everybody.
I say, skirt, anytime I see a girl with
what
curves.
What the fuck is on his head?
Skirt.
My hooker should be here by now.
He's got that Hawkeye
on the street with curves. Skirt. Skirt. Go ahead, I'm finger snapping.
He makes his own porn.
Maybe I could use this to pay the hotel bill.
Because, yeah. Girl, you got them bangs.
Yo.
Working in them
Girl,
pants.
You working hard.
Skirt. You got Skirt. Me hard. Girl, you working hard.
Skirt.
You got me.
I like
Girl,
how he's making a song
pants.
About pants, but still has to add in skirt.
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 Mm-hmm.
Clever.
Skirt. 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 Working in them pants. You working hard. You got me hard. Girl, you working hard. You got me Girl, hard. You got them pants.
Dude. This is hard as fuck.
You working in the pants. You working.
This is terrible.
What?
I like how they have an actual woman sitting with them, but they drew two other chicks in.
Yeah.
You got the fat ass.
Hard. You got me hard.
Girl, whose girlfriend do you think hard. She is? The guy with the shorts?
You got me hard. You know what I'm talking about. Them black pants.
Yeah.
They fit your booty.
Skirt.
I'm in Skirt. A trance. So thank your manager. And your owner. Them pants you working in is giving us all the swag. So here's the tip.
Like a spelling bee.
Just a tip.
Skirt.
Them pants are so damn tight, I think they gonna rip.
Those pants
I think it's cute that they're rapping about their waifus.
I love pants.
Cautionary tale.
Pants, there's not enough rap songs about pants. Even if he's not
Skirt.
Good, he's in an uncharted territory here.
Skirt.
And I appreciate that. I appreciate him taking a risk and having the dancing CGI pants. And he rhymed boners. He gets extra credit from me. I'm sorry.
Then when I see your enemy make my record, skip, 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 skip. And if your booty talk, it will sound like my lips when it go.
It's fucking good, dude. This guy's good. This guy's good. It's fucking good. This is really good.
Oh my god.
Girl, you got the pants.
Just doing the water effects.
Oh, he's on. Is it the fucking new year? Like, what's up with this guy?
I absolutely hate that she has something written on her pants, but the image is flipped backwards so we can't read it. Like mm-hmm. You know when the ambulance pulls up behind you and you can see in your rearview mirror it says ambulance because it's written backwards. We need a rearview mirror for this fucking butt photo on the wall. We need
you
a rear view.
You working
Somebody
hard.
With CGI capability, please screen cap
girl,
this and read that to me.
You got me. Girl, you got them pants.
Skirt.
Swag. You working in them pants. Girl, you working hard. You got me hard. Girl, you working hard. You got me hard. You got.
Wow. She got her work pants on.
The musical aspect to this is pretty bad, though. There's no, like, the music, like, the beat just
doesn't... Oh, of course.
It's so empty sounding.
Of course.
It just sounds like a bunch of farts.
Yeah. It's not good, but this is, like I'm said, I've never seen a song about pants before with dancing pants or the fucking breakdown.
Yeah, that was crazy.
This man is a genius. He has no talent, but he's a genius.
He has no talent?
He has no talent, but he is a genius.
Okay.
He's a brilliant animator.
Yes. There's so much brilliance here that is lost because it's in a pile of shit. But we don't throw away the fucking corn just because it came out of a turd, right?
Oh, yeah, we do.
Oh, we do?
Yes.
I name it Death News. I show it hot. We're not drug addicts. We don't
know. Little boy.
We may be poets and we might be thinkers.
We'll the Leastie Boys?
We're both beer drinkers.
We're both beer drinkers.
Gilligan?
Yeah.
See, I drink Miller Lite. It's got fewer calories than the taste I like. I drink them fast, no time to wait. I drink till the shit all over my face. My name is Rock Beer. Drink Rolling Rock. It's got a taste.
Is this Edward Norton?
I can't tell if this guy is 20 or 80.
Yeah. It seems like they really, really want to be the Beastie Boys, like really badly.
This is probably like a talent show for their fraternity. I hate this.
I know. That's why I play it.
Hey, he's checking his messages.
While it ain't deaf, I drink the beer of the homeboys left.
I hate this a lot.
Look at the boombox they have.
Look at the cardboard bush somebody made.
Yeah, what the fuck is that?
That's the third member of the band.
And this and full. I got a wonder on that boombox.
Oh, the two at once at Mo and Joe, cause the waiter is Horace and he moves too slow. The beer we drink must be like ice, Taco Master case, but they're overpriced. When I go drinking, then I have to drive and stay in the right lane doing 55.
This is turds, dude.
I know.
Can we stop?
Okay.
You know what's fucked up? I have the pants song stuck in my head now.
Right?
Oh. Yeah, we got them pants in my head.
You know what's been stuck in my head for like the last week?
Don't you play it. Don't you fucking play it.
The most epically bad song, but it's been stuck in my head and I can't get it out.
Maybe because you keep fucking playing it.
This one for all my beautiful women around the world. All my Halle Berrys, to Roger B. Henson's and Monique's and Jennifer Hudson and Whoopi Goldberg's. This one's for y'all.
Perfect pitch.
I've been watching you from afar. You really stole my heart. When you stepped out that car, you look like a true star. Say I've been watching you from afar.
For those of you who want to mute this, I'll pull my hands down when Ben stops playing the song. My hands will be up as long as the song's on, so you can just fucking mute until this is done.
Why?
Because nobody wants to fucking hear this, Ben.
Everyone wants to hear
nobody
this.
Nobody wants to fucking hear this.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, the chorus is the best part. When you this is what perfect pitch sounds like, ladies and gentlemen.
You look like a true star. Girl, you deserve an Oscar.
You deserve an Oscar. Red carpet, red carpet.
All right.
It's from the latest Tyler Perry film.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, my God. When we found that, how could you record that and put it on the internet and be like, yeah, this sounds great. People love it. Look at the people in the chat say that's the best song.
You don't even deserve an Oscar Mayer bologna fucking sandwich.
Damn, I haven't eaten bologna in a minute.
Yeah, I haven't eaten
bologna. I think there's a reason for that. You're an adult, right?
Hi, Billy.
Yes. I don't have time for this shit today, Ben.
Yes, you do.
Dick.
We have these memes. And it's, hi, Billy.
Hi, Billy. Donald Trump is Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Here's another one.
Hi, Billy.
People send these in to us all the time.
Two men wearing drunken peasants merch. Featured here.
Look at the picture of you barfing.
The puke is like flowing out of my mouth.
Wait, barfing with like a straight face and kind of a smile.
Yeah.
That's puke just
I was
like
in a good mood.
Leaking out of his face.
Viciously beat me with videos from Jesse Lee Peterson and Von Helton.
Yeah, I can't deny that. That was our fault.
We've got one more.
Hi, Billy.
But even knowing that magazine was empty, would it be any less frightening when the barrel pressed against your head?
What? What? You don't like that? You don't like that?
I don't like that.
Why not? What? Look, look at you.
This chick's ugly, dude.
What? Look at this shit, dude.
What?
You've got your finger on the trigger and you've got a gun up to your head.
Yeah.
This is craziness.
You know why, Ben?
And that's a real
gun,
too.
You know why, Ben? You know why? You want to get dark, Ben?
No,
you
I don't.
You want to get dark?
I don't.
Every day I wake up, I look in the mirror, and I say to myself, Ben, I said, you're a coward for not ending this yesterday.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so, Ben?
I almost cut myself on all that edge.
Fuck off!
You know what? I changed my mind.
What's that?
And instead of having the post show private for the first time ever, probably maybe the only time ever, but we're going to do it for fun. We're gonna do the post show on DLive. How about that? We're going to do the post show on DLive. Link in the description, guys. So after we're done and our guests are gone, we're going to do the post show live on DLive. There's a link in the description. Go down there and follow us there. But then later, if you don't catch it live, you won't be able to watch it unless you're a patron. So what else? Let's see. We got like a couple minutes left. We're going to wrap up soon. I'll just open up the floor to Q&A for a couple minutes here before we wrap everything up.
Can Brad tell Dustin?
I want to ask you a bunch of questions.
He's a beautiful
I want to have them answered immediately.
Oh, so that, remember the guy, the last time you were on here, Brad, that guy, like, he came on and he talked about how he used to send you weird things in the mail and stuff?
Oh, yeah, he had the most beautiful bird in the world.
Yeah, so he just donated again. He wants you to say Dusty is a beautiful fucking bird.
Dusty is a beautiful fucking bird.
Yeah, there we go. Damn.
A bird made for fucking.
Whoa.
All right, so
he's molting.
I've opened the floor for questions in the Patreon chat below. We'll do this for maybe like 5 minutes or so.
Billy, will you ever buy the 3.78 liters of mayo off Amazon? I don't plan on buying that. I don't. I really don't want it. Billy, how do you feel about War of the Sparks spoilers so far? I haven't seen any of the Magic the Gathering spoilers. I didn't even watch them for the last set either. I'm not a good Magic the Gathering player right now. I should look into it so I can become a champion of the nerd circuit. Billy, would you ever snort a whole peppercorn? Like, what, through my ass?
What?
How else do you wake up?
Yeah. How do you repair relations with crows? Crows are fucking hyper intelligent.
Dude, I've seen
them little. You carry meat around and you just like you put it out and like you let them know what you put it there.
Yeah,
you die. Yeah. They're like back for revenge.
The crows.
I really want to like train crows to bother people.
Dude,
in my name,
I've seen crows here like fly away with rabbits and squirrels and shit. I've never seen crows be so aggressive before. It's pretty crazy.
They remember you.
Yeah, they do. They really do. I saw a special on PBS about crows. It was super impressive. I will never fuck with crows.
Billy, I've seen Heckle and Jekyll. Crows are hilarious.
Oh, you know what? We should let... I should link Brad to some of Teddy Rubskin's movies. They're like weird. They're weird puppet movies.
They're Happy Time Murders from like 20 years ago.
There's like sex in them too, like puppet sex and shit. It's
like Meet the Feebles.
Yeah, it's. I don't know. They're very low production though.
They're low production. Yeah. They're weird, but that's what I love about them.
That's what makes them so darn cute. Billy, how much for a signed bandana? I don't have any bandanas. I only have bandanas. Have the guests ever heard of the McGriddle Burger? Are you guys familiar with the McGriddle Burger?
The McGriddle Burger?
Well, I think you get
You just stick a burger in a McGriddle?
Yeah, you order. You can order a burger, but with McGriddle buns, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like the McGriddle version of the McTen-35.
Yeah. I would do that if I wasn't trying to not be a fat ass. Billy, will you join the wheelchair gang? Not at this rate, dude. I'll be walking well into my old age.
Ben, can we get a DP branded bandana? Absolutely. I will figure out how to do that.
You don't know what a bandana is.
It's a bandana. Mm-mm. They call it a bandana because the trend caught on because I wear bandanas from time to time.
That's not true.
Yep. Yes.
You're only saying this to fuck with me.
Everyone's calling it a bandana but you.
Because they're fucking with me.
What's this?
Is the word fuck in fuck bitches get money supposed to mean ignore or have sex with? Have sex with. It's a mantra.
I say fuck bitches get money.
No, it's both. You fuck bitches and get money.
Like fuck those bitches get money.
No, you're supposed to be able to do both. Anybody can do one or the other, right? There's so many people. There's so many broke dudes that fuck women, and there's so many dudes that have money because they don't focus on women. Doing both is like tantric. It's what Nirvana was named after, fucking bitches and getting money. Kurt Cobain was like, I'm going to do both.
Okay.
To reach perfect Nirvana.
I'm going to read some of the Streamlabs too.
Ben, why are you claiming you started the Bill Dana trend? Thank you.
Oh, great.
Harlem Globetrotters.
Yeah, sure thing. Sure thing, the Bill Dana.
A true
doesn't
playa,
roll off your tongue,
TM,
does it?
Can fuck a bitch while simultaneously ignoring her.
MC Hitler said that?
Why would you want to do that? Women deserve your attention and your penis.
What do we got here?
Bill Dana gang. Teddy Rubskin loves you, Brad.
I love you too, Teddy Rubskin.
That's the best name.
His parents were geniuses.
Cunty Cat said, when did James Vanderbeek become a priest and Holocaust denier?
Damn, Pastor Anderson did kind of look like James Vanderbeek.
Slightly.
I thought they were genuinely asking that. I was like, is there something I didn't know about James Vanderbeek?
Yeah.
His forehead is definitely not long enough, though.
Yeah, it's true. Incap said it was my birthday on the day of the Notre Dame fire. The Hillsborough disaster happened on the day I was born, and the Titanic sank on the same day nearly a century ago.
Yeah.
Just got to stop having birthdays.
Worst birthday ever. But that is a pretty impressive candle. Too bad you couldn't blow it out.
Joe's granny is a good rapper. I think they were talking about the
Bubby.
Jewish rapper.
Mr. Sixpig is asking, how often do I perm my hair? Never. God gave me this haircut.
Did Don Bluth animate those parts
pants?
Or those pants? Yeah.
Those pants.
When does it get a live action remake?
I'd watch the pants movie.
Yeah. Why not?
I feel like that song, like, it needs a remaster or something, because it could be a good song.
Should we collab on this?
Yeah.
Should we make some fucking money off this pants song? Do we have to pay
just
him
royalties?
Just
buy the rights off of this guy?
Yeah. Give him, like, a fucking tub of popcorn.
It's a club remix.
Yeah.
So, Justin, do you have a guitar that's, like, your favorite?
A guitar that's my favorite? Yeah. Not really.
No?
I mean, live, I've been using a Schecter 7-string blackjack. But I don't know. I've been actually shopping around. I kind of want something new, but I'm not sure what yet.
Yeah, 7-string. I remember those kind of got popularized like in the late 90s.
Yeah. That's around the time I started. So I honestly, I had a 6-string Fender, and then I kind of very quickly jump to the seven string. So it's what I've been playing most of my life.
And how do you tune the seven? Like, what note is the seventh string?
Standard in standard tuning, it's a B.
Okay.
I tune mine to a G.
Interesting. Yeah, that's cool. I've never played, like, I play guitar, not that great, but, you know, I've been playing for a long time, and I've never played a seven string before.
Cuntigat had a question for Brad show up there on the
stream. And what was that?
I couldn't read it in time. So it's on
Streamlabs.
All right,
I'll look at it.
Why do apple slices taste better than just a whole apple to me, despite being almost the same thing? That's the oxidation of the apple slices. The inner apple hits the air, and it allows it to granulate a bit on the outside. You can notice apple will turn brown shortly after being cut. So by the time you eat them, it has just enough oxidation that it changes the taste and eliminates some of the initial freshness that you're not used to. You like that brown because you're dirty.
I don't know what Cunty Cat is saying here, but he's saying, Brad, I want to watch you and Jay Bauman talk about obscure movies and being sex perverts. Any chance?
While eating apple slices.
Yeah.
Browning apple slices.
I just cut out the middleman and eat a handful of Apple Jacks.
Why does my cat scream incessantly when I piss? Well, you probably shouldn't piss on the fucking cat.
Yeah, they don't like getting wet.
In his litter box.
Billy the science guy. I'm totally a science
Never
guy.
Never open the door. So I guess it's a 2014 movie. Never open the door. I just looked this up again.
Well, then put a lock on the door.
Yeah.
Most people do.
Could all be solved just with a barricade.
Push the dresser up to the door. That's what they do in movies, right?
Yeah, exactly.
That works every time, too.
Egghead Brad Oreo tasting video?
Yeah, there's this guy we have on our show, and he helps us do editing and stuff, and he makes Oreo review videos. He'll be like, I can't believe they did this with he'll freak out. Yeah. He freaks out when they come out with new Oreo.
Guys, they made an apple pie flavored Oreo. I can't believe they did this.
And then he's eating it.
It's actually pretty good.
Yeah.
There's better ones in China, man. They got wasabi Oreos. There's a Hot Wings Oreo.
Really?
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. Hot Wings Oreo?
The wasabi
Oreo?
One was actually pretty good.
Holy shit.
That sounds like something I would fuck with.
Yeah.
Hot Wings Oreo. The wasabi sounds pretty good.
I'm about to buy a bag of those just to have on hand in case I ever break
keto. I'm gonna honor that one person's request and play this trailer, and this will be the last thing we do before we go to the post show. Everyone, go to DLive. Follow the link in the description. Go there. There's a chat there. You can talk there. Check that out.
Okay. I'm on board so far. Yeah. This is a very diverse cast. Don't.
It's another Krampus movie.
Did you invite anyone else?
I didn't get. What are you talking about?
I didn't invite anybody.
Never have a house party.
What the fuck?
Is that the fucking... Is that fucking Arial font?
I think so.
There's something still out there.
It's like, is that Arial font?
You know a movie's going to be good when it's in black and white.
Yeah.
Casablanca?
You're going to have to talk to
Citizen Kane.
What the hell's wrong with this guy, huh?
Can I have a word with my wife, please?
Oh. She opened the door.
The one guy looks like Pete Buttigieg. Did you notice that guy?
I didn't notice his comparison to Buttigieg.
This guy looks like young fucking Joaquin Phoenix.
Is this a porn? Whoever donated and asked for this, they're probably in this movie, right? They're this guy talking to her, right?
Punched him upstairs.
actually try that again, right?
Oh! Yeah!
That was...
Yeah.
Who the fuck are these guys?
That looks like me on the left.
Yeah.
What band is this?
So this guy, he kind of looks like Buttigieg.
Buttigieg?
This could just... This, fucking
butt joke.
The locals.
The bad guys are the band of dads.
Drink.
Oh my god.
He spit on our boobs.
Open the door.
All right. So, that about does it for tonight's episode. Thanks to Justin Wang.
We're not going
to
comment on this masterpiece?
I mean, okay, go ahead.
It sucked.
Don't open the door. Far superior.
Yeah. But yeah, thanks to Justin and Brad for coming on the show.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you guys. It was a fucking fun night.
Yeah. And for the rest of you, we will see you guys over on D Live. Link in the description.
Should we go out in blowjob poses?
Always. Oh yeah.
Good night, everybody.
1 there was nothing, and then there was the Drunken Peasants Podcast.
Drunken Peasants, Drunken Peasants, Drunken Peasants, Drunken Peasants.
From the strangest corners of the internet, gonna get TP'd by Billy and Ben. You know where you can find them at. Get ready, cause they're gonna kick your... Drunken Peasants, Drunken Peasants, Drunken Peasants, Drunken Peasants.